This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Friday.
Hi.
Well, you're right. Something's just not right.
Yeah.
The equilibrium is just not right.
There are not enough people here,
Joe,
to have one of us missing.
Hi, Joe.
We need everybody on deck.
Yes. And you might say, why is Joe the lowest rung on your totem pole? Why is he so important to the show? He's not really. It's just we just realized we don't have anything to drink.
Yeah, and I've got my waters from yesterday, and you have nothing, right?
And I don't mean adult beverages.
No,
that's Joe's job.
Oh, tell the truth. It's our vodka. He brings our vodka every day.
I shall endeavor to make up the slack until he comes here to fill his role.
This is the second time in 2 weeks that Joe has had some trouble.
No, Joe has never been late before.
Never, Mike.
Joe usually gets here at about noon or 12:01.
He has a wide variety of times.
Yes.
Yeah,
he arrives at. He can be here when I get here, which is usually about 2:00.
Right.
Or he can be here at now, which is not
normally the neighborhood of either 1:30 or 3 p.m.
Friday Joe is normally here very close to showtime.
Right. Is that what Friday Joe is? I'm not sure. Monday Joe is usually here late also.
I don't think there's any real rhythm to it.
Wednesday Joe is noon.
No.
Noon he gets here.
Wednesday Joe is full of grace.
Well, Wednesday is Joe's best day of the week.
Wednesday's child.
It's the middle of the week. He is Wednesday's child. Can you find a home for Joe?
I cannot.
Anyway, Joe's going to miss the fabulous open to today's show.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening in his automobile.
We try to come up with something every day. We'll have a little parade of them for you here, what we've done this week. Today, along the lines of those, hey, number one fan, those calls.
Yes.
And then the calls that were people eating and saying, like,
right.
I'm doing the news.
Right.
These all come from the stupid prep service that we don't use. Uh-huh. Today's are all funky sexy.
All right. Funky sexy, that's the title of them?
Yeah. Like, for instance, when we say, just about 3 hours from now, Buzz will be bringing us the news.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do some news.
Funky sexy. Is there one for traffic?
Well, hold on. Let me see. How about phone calls?
We will take some phone calls today.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna take some calls.
I like the way it's got a little bit of the Barry White music in the background.
Shaft, yeah, a little of that.
Oh, that's right, it's Shaft, Buzz. Yeah. It's not,
Hayes, right.
And, of course, we will be, as always, talking about the NFL.
Oh, yeah, we gonna talk sports.
That is
bad.
That is so bad.
And we had a request from someone in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, we gonna see what it's like outside.
I like sue what it's outside.
Like, I'm sorry, that was not traffic.
Sue what it's like outside.
That was weather.
Yes.
Not to be confused with your request, traffic.
Oh, yeah. We gonna check on the highways and byways.
It's a quality announcer, isn't it?
It's a terrible announcer.
I think that's part of the magic.
Yes. What else is on the list?
Money,
do we have
money well spent.
That's all. So
we got a receipt. We can expense it.
Good.
What we're going to do is just make a little hodgepodge for you of the of the various tapes that we've played to start the show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play strip trivia. No, we did it yesterday.
Week in review.
So here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. Exactly the week in review.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. I'm frozen just like a Totino's pizza roll. I love some snow, a white Christmas. But let's be honest, this is friggin' ridiculous, cause it's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. Uh-huh. I've hooked up the block heater straight to my f***ing hole. It's friggin' cold.
Oh.
It's friggin' cold. My junk is shrunk up. I'm hung like a 3-year-old. I've got my glove, scarf, and wool hat. While Rosie O'Donnell's in a cave hibernating and living off of her fat. like a, you know, like a big friggin' large lesbian bear. It's friggin' cold.
It's cold.
It's friggin' cold.
Cold.
I ain't Santa Claus. This ain't the friggin' North Pole. It's friggin' cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's friggin' cold. But not nearly as cold as the career of Judge Reinhold. Yes, we know that it's winter. Yes, we're quite aware of this.
Right.
So tell Al Gore the global warming is a bunch of friggin' bull.
Friggin'
cold.
Cold.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
Yeah. Those notes at the end, there's nothing that's gonna match them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We gonna do some news.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, dreidel,
hey.
Dreidel,
hey.
I made it out of clay.
Hey.
From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
So businesslike at the end.
Oh, yeah, we gonna talk sports.
Sure.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? I want to ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
This was yesterday.
Huh?
I like this.
I really want to know.
We can keep this around.
Think it was just another one of his minor mistakes, like tidal waves, earthquakes, floods. You don't think God makes mistakes?
Oh, Jack.
Of course he does. We all make mistakes. Of course, we make mistakes, they call it evil. When God makes mistakes, they call it nature.
Tell him, Daryl.
So, what do you think? Women, a mistake? Or did he do it to us on purpose? Because I really want to know. Because if it's a mistake, maybe we could do something about it. Find a cure. Invent a vaccine. Build up our immune systems.
Oh,
Jack. A little exercise. You know, 20 push-ups a day, and you never have to be afflicted with women ever again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take some calls.
Oh, sure.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah,
mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show.
Call an ambulance, please.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach.
Stomach goo. Right.
The Week in Review.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
Learn it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Writing it down.
Live it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Now, let's put it to music, ladies.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Again now, the singing Edos.
肩に手を乗せ、I have. クロスして、a bad case. お腹をさすって、of diarrhea. ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of.
And that pretty much is everything we've done on the show this week.
Pretty good. I didn't pick it up. I can't say I have a bad case of diarrhea in Japanese yet.
And Mike, we can now officially start. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Where you been?
I've been on Seven Locks Road and Montrose Road.
Well, Robbie?
I think as a punishment, Joe should have to stay till 7:08 tonight.
7:08?
Yeah.
Don't you think you're being a little hard on him?
Hey, I know what you said.
Anyway, howdy, Joe.
I like the light system in Maryland. It's really great. When your light turns green, the one 100 yards away turns red.
So, Seven Locks Road, you bailed off the main artery, huh?
Oh, yeah. The beltway was terrible.
Well, we're glad you're here, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Were you listening in your car?
Of course.
Good.
When did you feel, or did you feel a sense of urgency?
I felt a sense of urgency since I left my house at 1:30.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's here. Okay, he's here. Well, we can.
He's here.
He's in control now here, gentlemen.
Sing our names. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello there. We'll try not to be an idiot today.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
I'm going to try to do it. I used to be thinking about yesterday's show.
Mommy boobies.
Oh, babe.
Maybe me for my clothes while you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. I would appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Everybody get out of here now.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It's always a good time.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down, down. God damn it, they're fags.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Oh, sometimes.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What not?
Say hello to Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Buzz, are you over there?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There it is. Of course, when you mentioned Buzz.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That's Buzz. When he was younger.
All right. A little quiet for Super Josh.
All right, here we go. Here's our announcer, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
We have a funny show.
The show's gonna be fun.
Oh, thank you, Meryl.
We have a great show.
The show is great.
Buzz is gonna be here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There it is again.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi there, little brains, and it's Friday, and the phone number is same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I declare bankruptcy!
Well, I'm sure you're like a lot of people in the United States right now.
Personal, moral, and he's gone.
He's gone. I like that. Personal or moral. Moral bankruptcy.
I declared that long ago. Long ago.
Moral bankruptcy.
You know, I don't think that counts. I don't think you can just call a radio show and declare bankruptcy. I think you have to do some paperwork.
Yeah, there has to be a legal system. You know, you have to, the forms have to be filled out. I just can't get over the fact that yesterday at this time, we were surrounded by the wonderful smell of perfume.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's happening? I'm also thinking about...
Until Kitty and Kathy got here.
I'm thinking about good perfume and bad perfume. Hi there. What's happening? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just driving around town, running errands. You're thinking about good perfume and bad perfume?
Mm-hmm. From yesterday.
What was that?
You called us.
Yeah, you called us, sir. What can we do for you?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to say what's up. What's your guys' views on this gun?
Guys's.
Oh, dear. You guys's.
Guys's is a violation.
Always. Hello. Doomed from the start.
Dynamite Show. Howdy.
Dynamite, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
All right, man. How about them Redskins?
I felt good for the Redskins last night.
How about we give some love to the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, we don't do that very often. We're not the typical homers, but I think everybody in this town wanted to see a victory last night.
Very nice for the Redskins.
Good for them.
And even with all of that, with the good feelings for the Redskins, there was still a great Snyder moment. And I don't know if you caught it. When they had two morons, bless their hearts, run on the field.
Okay.
Now what they do is, just like on all TV channels, all the NFL channels now, they don't show the guys.
So sad.
But you saw enough of it to see, as they were coming to the line to hike the ball, two morons come running onto the field, and security guys come running on after that, and they cut away from it.
Right.
And they say, we're not going to show this on TV. And they cut right to the owner's booth, and Snyder is standing on a box like Napoleon.
With his arms folded?
He's got his arms folded, and Roger Goodell is sitting right next to him. And
is he wearing the white shirt with the red power tie?
It was just Redskins, whatever. I'm in half in mourning, half black, half burgundy and gold thing that he had going on. But he looked like the look on his face was so priceless because even with all the good things that I think Dan Snyder has done with the passing of Sean Taylor, he's not merchandised it. He's given the money to charity.
Right.
He's put up all this stuff. It was great to see the spoiled little rich boy. And I know what he was thinking. I was like, oh, God damn it. God damn it!
I've got the commissioner here.
He's sitting right here, and there's a guy on the field. Damn it.
I've got the commissioner here, and I'm out of control. I can't control my stadium.
And you got to wonder how many heads rolled today at FedEx Field, because
this is really, this is really unusual, Mr. Commissioner. It doesn't happen very often.
That sideline is so scrutinized, you got to have the right pass. You got to have.
Do you think these were guys that jumped out of the stands, or do you think they were already on the field?
Like, it would be impossible because they like at all stadiums, they have, you know, guys all around the perimeter.
Yeah, they have the guys down on the stairs that go down to the stadium
floor.
These
were guys that apparently were standing close enough to the sideline.
That's pretty funny.
The security is so tight on the sidelines. The last year I was announcing, they would clear me when I was done. Even though I had an official's pass, they wouldn't let me stay on the sidelines past my the amount of time they needed me.
Because of that time you ran on the field.
So these were guys that had clearance.
With you.
And then decided to run out onto the field.
Right. I guess so. It was great. Oh, man.
We're not going to show that. You know, and I know why they don't, but boy, I always wish they would.
You don't want to encourage it. But
one of them was John Kent Cook.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those reasons where when you're not at a game, you miss that. You know, if you're at the game, it's the 90,000 enjoy the guy running on the field. But those of us at home, you know, it makes you more aware of the fact you don't have a ticket to the game.
And they also, when they're done with that, they don't televise when they take them underneath and destroy them.
And I believe that some of the football players helped in knocking the guy down.
Yeah.
And that's something you always like seeing. That, Everybody remembers that great shot of Mike Curtis.
Curtis, the Baltimore Colts.
Memorial Stadium. Some jerk-off comes on the field.
It was a clothesline.
Just comes over and just, boom!
It was the greatest knockdown. He practically knocked the guy out. I mean, he not only knocked him to the ground, but he gave him the clothesline tackle. It was fantastic.
Knocked the window.
And then there's that guy, the streaker guy from Britain, you know, that's been at all the different events.
All right, the guy that's for whatever the whatever it is.com.
Yeah, he does different sponsors that he runs out on the field.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, how are you guys on this Friday?
Howdy, what's up?
I've got some great news about myself, and I had to share it with all of you.
Oh, right. Share away.
I am officially HIV negative.
Oh, you got your results back.
Yes, I did.
How do you do the testing? What kind of testing did you do?
I got a little blood work done because I have been with a woman of ill repute. And
when you say you've been with a prostitute?
No. Actually, a few steps down from that. Just a stranger.
Just somebody you picked up at a bar? What is it? Was it a one-night stand?
Was.
And so you were aware after you had been with this woman that she was so unclean that you might get the hivy?
Yes. I was very, very worried. A lot of night sweats.
Well,
a lot of
You know what they say, Mike? At 10 o'clock, she's a 2. But at 2 o'clock, she's a 10.
She's a 10. Did she stay the night, or did she leave before the night was over?
Oh, no. This took place in an alley. So
in an alley?
Yes, it did. Near a recycling dumpster. So I was...
You might think about tetanus also.
Wow. Yeah. So how long have you been sweating this?
Oh, long time. Long time. It was one of those things where I didn't really want to find out. But I said, you know what? I would rather be safe than sorry.
Well, great news.
A little blood work done, and they were giving away free cookies and juice.
They always do.
Well, great news. You don't have AIDS, and I guess anybody else have anything they need to say to Michael Hughes before we let him go for the weekend?
Michael, congratulations. Michael, how much time was it between contact, meeting the woman, and having sex? How much time elapsed?
Oh, I'm going to give it probably half an episode of Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh,
wow.
Michael, make sure you tell Jeff congratulations on his promotion.
Right. Good stuff.
Michael Hughes.
There he goes. Michael Hughes, once again, the tests were negative.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, once again. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. Love you guys. Long time.
Right, you too.
Long time. Last night, I'm so upset about last night. I TiVo'd the game so I could watch it in the middle of the night when I'd have time to watch it, and we had a power failure, so I missed the whole thing.
Oh, that's TiVo. Oh, Rob said ha-ha.
Ha-ha. But you guys, like,
Pixie!
You live in Northern Virginia, right?
Yes, we do.
Do you guys have power failures all the time now? Is it just us in Loudoun County?
It's just you.
Do you have a lot of trees where you live?
Well, we have a certain amount of trees.
You might want to cut them down.
All of them.
Yes, all of them.
All the trees must go.
That's what I did.
If that's how you don't have power failures.
Don lived in the middle of a forest. I mean, really, like Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood hunted.
Used to be.
And when he moved in, now it appears to be... Well, the best way I could describe it, Don, would be Vegas-like. It reminds me of Vegas, but a little greener.
Mike, it's my little McMansion.
Yeah.
It's a McMansion on top of an anthill.
It looks like an anthill, and it has a Vegas quality. When you break through the trees for all the neighbors that don't have power, you come and you see Don's house on the hill.
Well, Don's house is also a high-rise.
Yeah.
Very small, but very tall.
Mm-hmm.
How many stories?
Really 13, but you know, people are superstitious, right. So
yeah.
You say either 12 or 14.
I love your old-fashioned elevator with the handle.
And, of course, under the ground, all the gasoline he could ever possibly need.
And I'm so happy I have just purchased my latest lighthouse.
And it's, you know, just for your own amusement because you're not near any sea.
That's another thing I read about in the newspaper. And you think, what the frick? They show this guy going to buy a lighthouse.
Right.
And he doesn't want to turn it into a bed and breakfast, and he doesn't want to turn it into a historical marker. He wants to live in a lighthouse.
Yes, he does. Yes. Up in Maine, there are a lot of them. They actually sell them in the back of Down East Magazine. There are a lot of lighthouses for sale.
Normally not social people.
Well, you usually have to be on an isolated point of land or on an island.
Right.
There was one somewhere close in Maryland that a guy bought recently.
Really?
Yeah, like for $275,000.
Wow.
A lot of money to live in a big, gigantic, rusted-out, old, smelly sailor silo that, incidentally, anytime the government...
Smelly sailor silo.
It looked poetic.
On TV, that's what it looked like. It looked like something that had been sitting out by the sea's edge.
Can it be accessed by land, or does he have to take a boat to get out there?
Got
to
take a dinghy out there. Okay. Got to take a dinghy. And part of the deal was that you sign a paper with the government saying... Hey, anytime that you think the Japs are going to fly over it and take us out.
That's very timely with today's date.
You get to use my house. Well, hey, never forget, Mike. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Never forget today.
Amen, Don.
I say that to you.
Did you hear about the guy who crossed a black guy with a Japanese guy?
No.
It turned out great, but every December 7th, he bombed Pearl Bailey.
Oh, my God. What are you doing with your phone?
I just have to – this just in from Matt the intern off my text message machine.
Matt the Pollock.
He saw the guy run on the field, and here is the text. It reads, I got to watch him get hogtied, knocked down, and carried off the field.
So they hogtied him.
That's what he says.
That's
entertainment.
Well, Don and I were speculating on whether Matt was even going to make it to the game last night with the traffic that we saw last night.
I thought it was Matt who ran on the field.
That traffic, I swear to God, Jack.
I'd love to know when Matt got to the game because there's no way he got there before the first half was over.
On the drive home last night, to make it generic enough for everyone around the country listening, when Mike and I go home, there's a big split in the highway in the Beltway.
Right.
You can go towards Maryland.
East.
Towards where the stadium is, about 28 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the right towards Virginia.
Right.
We go towards Virginia. The stadium, which is 28 miles away, already had traffic backed up all the way before you even get on the 270 spur.
I mean, it was going to be 28 miles of traveling at 2 miles an hour.
Right.
Tops. I mean, if it was moving.
And then did you catch, when you kept going on the Beltway, did you notice reverse way the entire way, solidly, over the American Legion Bridge?
Sure.
All of those people... We're trying to go to the game.
We're very fortunate that most of the time, and I mean most of the time, not all the time, traffic is okay in the direction we're going in. But coming in the other direction, heading east towards the stadium, it was nuts. And, of course, the national tree lighting ceremony last night. They had that going on, too.
So I wasn't kidding yesterday when I said like at 3:25.
You wouldn't have made it by the third quarter.
If I wanted to be at the game at 8, really, you got to leave like at 3:25.
Matt got there. He left at about 6:30 when strip trivia ended.
Right.
He got there at a little before 9.
Wow. That's incredible that he got, I thought he was going downtown to pick up his dad.
I don't know.
Really? His dad, the lawyer.
I'm not happy.
But, you know, if he went through town, he missed some of the traffic.
That's true. That's true. He might.
And he made it still, in only 2.5 hours.
I forgot that still, he left at 6:30.
2.5 hours, and you're talking about he's on the road, you know, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, late at night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's effed up.
Sure is.
9 o'clock.
I bet that his father was hoping that they would have gotten there earlier.
So you were saying, hey, that, you know, that's shocking. That's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah, to go 20 miles.
2.5 hours to travel 20 miles.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yes, it's a delightful location for the stadium. Best in the country.
I was glad to go home last night, especially after yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Which was just full of stuff that people want to ask about, want to talk about. Mm-hmm. What were the MILFs like?
Mm-hmm.
What were they really like? Were those two sisters really like Patty and Selma? I don't have any tales to tell about them. The only one that I did want to talk about, and I'm pretty sure they use fake names,
mm-hmm. yeah.
was the lady whose picture we put on the website.
Yes, she went by the name of Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she was the one that was very uptight about, she didn't like pick a random number.
She didn't like that. She didn't like most of the questions that she was asked. She didn't like any games of chance. She was very, very concerned about several elements, and she happened to be, I think we can all agree, the hottest one in the competition. I mean, the winner, I think, was a very close second. I thought Jenny was a very close second, and Jenny was kind of a swinger.
But this girl was put together.
This MILF was
put together.
Really?
And what she was telling us during the commercials, and I don't know why she didn't mention this on the air, she said, and Mike, you tell me if I'm not quoting verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I'm surprised I'm not doing better at this game because I was the first woman ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So I know that I looked up and I said, are you kidding? And she said, don't talk about it. Don't mention it.
Huh? Right.
And we said, okay. And then, hand to my heart, did she or did she not say, I did so well, I expected that I would be replacing Kathy.
She did. She did say that. And she was a handful. She was indeed. But she was, you know, once we started giving her a hard time about giving us a hard time, she was okay with it. Buzz, obviously, you went to dinner with all of them last night.
I did.
What was their feedback after the show yesterday?
They all had a lot of fun. I think maybe the happiest group we've ever had, you'll be hearing from them.
And how is Lisa? How is Lisa doing?
Lisa's great. Jenny's great. Everybody's great. They couldn't be happier.
How about Selma and Patty?
I haven't heard from them.
Buzz, you took a look at that website that Jenny plugged at the end of the show.
I did.
Found myself thinking about that long after the show last night. What exactly is that website all about?
Well, I went to taboolife.com, and there are a lot of things there listed about swingers, and you click on them, and then it takes you to another list, which takes you to another list. I never really made a lot of progress or found a lot of...
Are there pictures on there?
No, they're not. It's totally devoid of pictures of any kind.
That's unusual.
Anyway, don't get me wrong. I am not running this woman down. I think it would have been fascinating to chat with this chick about
her previous life, find
about
out
it was
exactly
like,
what was going on.
To be on,
this
millionaire show, and she thought that she had such a rapport going with Regis Philbin.
That maybe she was going to be the co-host. This must have been happening right at the time that they were making the big switch to Kelly Lee Ripa.
And now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was possible, was right when Regis became Regis,
right,
is when Kathy Lee jumped off.
Right. Yeah, because Regis was getting too hot. That was a contributing factor in Kathy Lee wanting to jump off the ship.
Sure.
She could not handle. Not only could she not handle everything, because that was right around the time of her sweatshops and all the crap that she had gone through with Gifford.
And Gif banging that stew.
And Gif with Susan Johnson. But Regis.
We still remember her name, Susan Johnson.
Always
well, Susan Johnson, the reason I remember that name is because it's the same name of the fiance in Arthur. That Arthur Bach, Dudley Moore, that's the woman that Dudley Moore is supposed to marry when he marries Liza Minnelli instead.
I'll tell you why.
Susan Johnson.
I'll tell you why I remember her name. Rob, would you be a love and go upstairs, go to our office, go to my desk, the desk that I never sit at, open the right-hand drawer, and see if there is not still the Playboy with Susan Johnson in it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
You remember the Playboy? Now, do you remember it? Did you save it because
she's
hot? It's such quality.
I like big.
I thought she was a bit of a skank.
I like big boobs.
Well, there are a lot of women with big boobs, but isn't she kind of skanky?
I like the big booby way she looked in this.
It was not a pretty.
Held on to it. I mean, for a while, it was just to compare her to Kathy Lee. Uh-huh.
The things you save.
And I don't keep.
You don't save anything.
No, I don't keep pornography.
No, you don't have anything in your desk.
You know, right?
God knows I've gone through it a number of times.
Now there's nothing in there.
There's nothing. I'm always trying to find stuff. Cash.
Good luck there.
Cash. Jewelry.
Rob?
Loose cut diamonds.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Great radio guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hi there. What's happening?
As I make my commute home along the Beltway, I'm confronted with some hazards. I want to know how Rob A. deals with the black ice.
The black ice?
All right, you wanted to go down that road, but unfortunately...
It depends on whether they're in his driveway or not.
He's going through my drawers right now.
You know, seriously, God love my mom up in Connecticut.
Sure.
They we get a lot of black ice up in Connecticut and New England.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
And she called and said to one of the guys, I'm very concerned because there's black ice in my driveway. And when the guy came over, he said, I didn't see anybody out.
Did you say black ice?
Right.
Black.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take some calls.
There was a stumbling block.
Oh, no.
Your desk has no drawers.
You're kidding.
It's just a big table. But I remember...
Wow.
That's your old desk.
What happened to the desk?
That's your old desk at the other
place. The contents
of
the old desk has been packed up and is in a series of boxes upstairs. I didn't want to go into the boxes.
Bring me a box then.
The whole box?
Well, how many boxes do we have up there?
Christ, it was only the stuff.
Two big ones.
It was only the crap in my desk. Really, there are no drawers in that
desk. It's a table.
Yeah, it's a table.
It's a big table. It's like a table you would eat at.
An eating table.
Now, I have a desk that I use, but... My desk I share with Rob, but Rob doesn't really use that desk.
Not really, because there's packets of mayonnaise on it.
Well, I'm just curious. Just open up one of those boxes.
I'm sure it's in the box. I'll check the one.
Why don't you bring them down? We can play Goody Gumdrops.
We can play Goody Gumdrops?
Yeah, we can play go through the box and see what's in there.
Find treasures. And
yeah, I love going through old boxes.
Delightful surprise.
So much fun, with more fun and more thrills.
Donaldo E. Miguel, hello there.
Got a mic.
Hi. What's happening? Yes, it's roll call. We're all here.
All here.
Speak with Buzz, please.
I'm here. Go ahead, sir.
Buzz, I need your help on the absent, please.
I'll do what I can. What do you need?
Help him before his phone drops out.
You are the expert. They are now manufacturing this in San Francisco, California.
Yes, but...
Do I want to buy it online, or should I buy it in California?
Go to greenfairy.org. The stuff you buy in California contains no wormwood, so it isn't really absent.
What is the best stuff to buy then, Buzz?
Oh,
please?
Buzz, he already gave you the plug for his friend.
What is the guy's name, Buzz? Jacob?
Jacob.
Yeah.
For the love of God, don't buy the stuff he made.
No. Hello there.
Get the 1792.
Jesus, he was high when he made it, that's for sure.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
And vinegar.
Hold on. Look, it's
bring
a box.
Over here, Robbie. Bring it over here. Come on.
First of two.
Box.
Oh, look at all this good stuff.
The other big box I open, it is just full of reels of tape.
Ah.
So.
All right.
These are... Obviously from my desk.
One treasure
That's
box.
The abacus. Do you know what that abacus is from? It's back from when I did Hop Sing on the show.
It was a gift from my father.
Was it really?
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Wow.
Way back.
Three old DVDs of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You used to have to click highlighters together.
It's that newspaper. Is that the Red Sox winning?
Yep.
Boston Can I have Blue. That?
Yep. Here All you right. go.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is really old.
You know what you can say now, Mike?
What, thank you?
No. Which one? Which time?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
What's this, a jersey?
I got mad at the Cubs, I guess, one day. I just took my shirt off.
Uh-huh. Cubs jersey?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's the last issue of the Washington Star.
Wow.
August 7th, 1981.
Good year.
I remember.
Things oh, rattling. Hey, good memories.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, yeah, sunnier your days, huh?
You know what?
Wear that home tonight.
The Bengal beads that we got in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
That has the Confederate flag on
it. Those on.
There you go, Rob.
I've been missing these.
I will wear that proudly.
Oh, come on.
I don't even have to show you my breasts.
What do you got there? What's that?
Can see them through your shirt.
NFL on Fox hat.
Yeah.
This is a patch. Operation Desert Shield.
I bet that would go good on eBay.
I believe that might be from when we had the party for the guys coming back.
Saudi Arabia? Here is a check to me from Infinity Broadcasting.
Really?
April 18th, 1995. $11.69.
You better
take a look
to me.
You better right. cash that.
And Miss Bobby says, I wonder why the books aren't balancing.
I know that signature. You remember that signature?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't that always look like just like hieroglyphics?
It looks like Arabic.
Yeah. Oh,
come on. What is
well, and he was one of the apostles.
Here's a VHS of Brian Billick on the Match Game.
Oh, that's good. I taped that for you. He was a contestant.
Fun for the whole family.
Salt and pepper.
Is that the only box we have up there?
There's that and a box of reels.
Damn it.
The tape. But no Playboy. No Susan
Wait.
Johnson?
Ah!
What?
Ha, ha, ha.
Look at that. Is. He's got the Playboy.
Ah!
Bottom. Look at that.
Got it. That. Got it.
There's the box
great.
On the floor.
November.
What a great, you can remember.
November, I'll pack that up later.
November 1997. Let me show you her photos. My God.
That is too funny, the things you remember.
She got a knockout.
He remembered the magazine, but he didn't remember that his desk has no drawers.
Look at that picture.
Wow, she does have a big bounty.
Yeah.
She's kind of skanky in the face, though.
Yeah. You don't F the face.
Not a pretty woman. And you know what? They look like they're droopy.
We've had this discussion.
I know. What do you think they look like now? They're probably down on her knees now.
Maybe she's dead.
We picked her apart with toothpicks while she was hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, while she was hot on the scene.
Understood. Poor Giff.
Oh, come on. That was
throwing
great.
His life away for that.
Great for him.
She's got a landing strip.
Susan Johnson.
Who else is in that? Is that back when Playboy was good?
Brett Favre, 10 years ago.
Well, that's a keeper issue.
One bad Cajun.
What year is that?
1997.
1997.
10 years ago. All right, also we have a cassette.
That's all you need to say. Yeah. We have a cassette.
Of Alan Goodman singing New York, New York.
Oh, very really? Nice. We want to keep all these things.
Oh, we got some great porno.
What is our porno?
The Prettiest Feet. I ever came across.
Well, those are mics.
No pun intended.
Are those mine?
And here's one called Button In.
Let me see those.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, look. Oh, it's an autographed picture of Wolfman Jack. Hey, I want to tell you, clap for the Wolfman. Donna Mike, Radio Gods, you're the best.
This is kind of subpar pornography here. I don't mind that.
Look at that.
Prettiest Feet. Oh, that's our USA Today life section back a million years ago.
1987.
Look at how young we were.
Oh, now 20 yeah. years.
My God.
Going back by tens.
Don't give me all my crappy CDs.
I thought you might want it.
Rob's now on the floor sorting through stuff that fell out of the box.
What is that?
That needs to go on the website.
Oh. Us with Morris Jones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Joe. All right.
All right, well, I got the Susan Johnson thing.
You did, and you remembered it. And there she is in all of her mammarific glory.
For God's sakes, get me
and
some.
And I got two brand-new unopened DVDs out of it.
Get me some drawers.
I shall.
I got to have drawers.
We'll expense them.
We got stuff. I didn't know the desk didn't have drawers.
Boy, this is quite a compilation of, you know what it says?
What?
Button In, a buffet of butt. Yeah, baby.
Hello there. Don and Mike hi. Show. That's, hello. Hi.
That's not a sneeze.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. This is Kathy.
Oh,
Kathy from yesterday.
From yesterday's trip.
Yes,
hi.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Matt.
That bitch! Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. I'm peachy. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, honey.
That was actually Stephanie.
Oh, it's Stephanie. Is that the daughter?
That was my daughter, yes.
How's Stephanie doing after her boob job?
She's doing terrific. She's doing very voluptuous.
Wonderful. She wearing her Hooters outfit right now?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good time playing the game yesterday?
We had a great time, especially when we got the consolation prize. That just made it, that was like the cherry on the top.
Oh, the $250. Well, you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, if you get my drift. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is Selma and
Patty?
Patty and Selma?
Yes.
They are two beautiful women in history.
they're sexy twins that were featured in a lot of television shows around the 1970s. Selma and Patty, and they were kind of like little Barbie dolls.
You know, like Thelma and Louise?
Uh-huh, like that.
Well, Were those long, blonde-haired girls?
Yes.
Those are the ones.
That's them.
Patty and Selma, and they got on adventures, and there was a sitcom for a while that they were on.
Right.
They live in Springfield.
They were like superheroes.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, then I don't feel so bad.
What did you think? What did you think it was?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, no, Patty and Selma was...
As a matter of fact, their sister-in-law is the star of a sitcom, too.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And they all kind of have the same voice.
Oh, okay, because I was...
Sexy voice.
I didn't know who they were, so now I...
No, you know what, Liz? It's one of those sitcoms where... It's a typical sitcom where the husband is a big, fat load, and he has a hot, beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, Patty and Selma
are
her sisters.
The wife's sister.
And he's always lusting after them and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, they get in all sorts of adventures.
Okay, well, thank you so much for yesterday. We really, really, really had a great time.
Thank you.
All right, nice talking to you, Kathy.
And give Matt a big hug and a kiss for me.
And you give our best to Kitty.
I will.
Thank you, Kathy.
Definitely. And Take care.
The name of that TV show is Everybody Loves the Simpsons.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Next time you see Patty and Selma, you know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Have a wonderful holiday and vacation.
You do the same.
You too, Kathy.
Thanks.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Was it Patty? I'm sorry. Was it Kitty or Kathy who lost the game yesterday because of Xana Do and Xana Don't?
That's
is that Kitty?
Kitty?
Because
Kitty.
Kitty.
Yeah, the question was Xana Don't, mm-hmm. and they didn't get it.
No,
giving Jenny the swinger the victory.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, listen, the website TabooLife.com, that's an affiliated site with LoveVoodoo.com, and that's where all the swinger pictures are.
I see.
Love Voodoo.
Yeah, lovevoodoo.com.
All right, well, keep saying it over and over again.
I'll bookmark it straight away.
Why should they buy his commercials? Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Swinger.
Hey, I'd like to give a big, excellent, that I love Donna Mike, chat with him for 1 minute.
You're talking with us, darling.
Your stammer sounds like a burp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're on the air right now.
All right, thank you. Donna Mike, I want to say, hey there.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
First of all, I'm not Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not that idiot you just spoke to. But anyhow.
Some other idiot.
I might be another idiot, but I'm not her.
What can we do for you, darling?
I'm not burping. Be sick, guys.
You're calling with love. What can we do for you,
I'm calling with tons of love.
tons of love.
Especially, Don, for you.
Of course.
There you go.
And me with you, darling. Right back at you.
No, but seriously.
I'll take it. At this point, I'll take it.
Okay, but I have listened to you guys for about 10 years, and I will say every Monday morning, when I get in the car in the afternoon, and I listen to you talk about your weekend, you make my day.
Well, you are so
You
nice.
Are tremendously funny.
Thank you, darling.
That's true.
That's just
and
a love
thing,
goal.
It's very
the other thing I love about your show is that the Super Dave and...
Thank you. Thank you.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? When I ask you something, you're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Oh, I think he knew what he was doing. Right here. Now.
Oh, she's listening to her compliment.
Don't go listen to yourself on the radio, darling. Well, thank you for the call, though.
And like the wind, she is gone.
I love my groupies, my plumper groupies.
Plumpers. We didn't know that she was a plumper. She might have looked like Susan Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Away to beautiful
no,
girl.
Not fair.
That's why it'll never work. Bye.
Not fair.
Rob found, what is this? Maybe two more things.
Still going through the box. In the box of stuff.
What the hell is this?
Stuff that used to be in your desk.
It's a clipping.
Read that.
All right.
The print is too small. When is that from?
The text will help you figure it out.
Okay.
Which for some reason brings us to WRQX, known better to its iron-eared new listeners as Q107. Q107 came out to a 6.7 share in second place in the winter ratings, bumping the competition top 40 WPGC to third. WPGC, remember briefly, jumped to first place, fixture WML, blah, 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 blah.
What do we have that?
Q107's program director, Alan Burns, says he thinks the station's current audience, a weekly cumulative, All right, it's down at the bottom.
What?
WPGC isn't standing around idly through all this humiliation. After playing a few sample tapes of his new night jock, the powerful Don Geronimo, WPGC's program director, Scott Shannon, not long ago said, "Sounds like we mean business, don't it?"
There it is.
You might want to hold on to that.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
Sounds like we mean business, don't it?
That's like from the 70s. And here's something I do not need, glasses to see.
No.
Why do we have a picture of Gordon Liddy with what I believe may be his... Is he still married to this lady?
I believe so, Francis.
Why do we have that picture?
Well, you'll think back, Don. You'll remember there was at least two stretches of time when you were friends with him.
We must put that on the front of our webpage today.
That's a wonderful idea.
Just as a tribute to the institution of marriage.
Isn't that nice?
And we found that in our magic box.
Gordon and Francis Liddy.
With his leather jacket on. The kind of leather jacket you see at the places where the... like Iranian companies sell luggage.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got that USA jacket. It's the kind of USA jacket you find like in a Taliban stronghold.
Oh, put that on the website, please.
Wow.
Just like as Don and Mike say, have a great weekend and know this is what love and marriage is all about.
There he is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You all are mean.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch cartoons, but my daughter just pulled it up, and then I just figured it out. So you still have a wonderful vacation.
Is this Kathy again?
Yes, it is.
Kathy, you know we were just having fun.
I know. That's why I'm calling you back.
All right, sweetheart.
We love you, Kathy. You were a lot of fun.
Seriously.
I love you too, guys, because that's where I listen to you all the time.
Y'all made the show yesterday.
But you know who I don't like is that girl who called afterwards. Okay, see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. Bye, Selma.
They were fun.
Bye.
Remember when she took
Why
her...
Why is she upset?
Remember when she took her bra off, what the lady said?
Anyone syrup. Got any syrup? Anybody have any syrup? Kind of doing a pancake thing. What's the matter? What happened? Homer's a loser. Look at my nipples.
Remember, you like your nipples, but hate your breasts.
I like my nipples, but I hate my breasts. Look at that. I've got blue hair.
Blue hair down there.
I'm Julie Kavner, otherwise known as Kathy and Kitty. And also known as Rhoda's friend. Rhoda's friend, that's
sister.
Right.
Sister.
Rhoda's sister, Rhoda Morgenstern.
Brenda.
Wow, I see you put a WAVA bumper sticker up in here.
I did.
Wow.
How are your skanky sisters,
Selma and Patty?
Selma and Patty.
Still smoking too much. What's wrong with them? They're out of their minds. I saw your newsman climbing on top of somebody. Looked like the swinger. Uh-huh. Yeah, taboo life.
I think he was having what the kids call... safe sex, which means you're having sex with your clothes on.
Right. Eating ain't cheating.
I think
that's what Solomon always says. Homer.
Heavy petting.
What?
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting. Make your fingers turn blue.
Moderate to heavy.
Watch out. Bart, what are you doing with that man? That's horrible. Bart's voice is really a chick. Simpsons trivia. Wow. Nice. How about that picture of G. Gordon Liddy? Ew. Her hair's blue, too. How about that? Where'd you get that jacket?
Got it from the network.
Those guys are fangs.
We will be.
Wow.
Hope you had a hell of a piss, Marge.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're good.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can we just
just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check
Listen.
It out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2:00. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
Idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Good girl going
back. Yeah. All right, now, stay with me for a moment, everybody. Out of all of the songs released in the year 2007, this is maybe the one that I like the most. It's Rihanna, the song Umbrella. Have you heard this thing?
Yeah, she's a very pretty young lady, and this is her big hit.
She's had like a million songs, but this is the one that, for whatever reason, has been caught in my head since it came out.
She hasn't started singing yet.
No, this is Jay-Z now.
Here she is.
I bring this up for a very important reason. I think it is an important reason. Just let it get to the good part. She's sweet, isn't she?
Well, she's also got that. She's got the pipes. She's got the chops. She can do it.
Anyway, so, you know, you've heard this a million
times. Yeah, it's a big hit.
Now, listen again to the beginning of it.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take 3, action. No clouds in my.
Now, not that I give two craps, but let's say you own a Mac, an Apple computer.
Right, okay.
It comes with something, and I know this because I have a Mac, called GarageBand.
Right.
Now, this is not like Rockstar for the Xbox. This is a program where you can make your own music.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with the following track. This is built into the computer when you buy a Mac. It's exactly the same.
Wow. I'm confused.
Okay.
When do you think that...
Hold on.
Did the Mac people steal it?
No.
No, other way around. I mean, it's a drum machine.
It is, but it when you buy a Mac and you turn a Mac computer on, when you click on the icon that says GarageBand...
GarageBand, this is what you get?
The first thing you get is this. And I got no bones with this.
Right.
It's just I never knew that they borrowed this thing, which is in... an Apple computer,
right?
For the song,
and it begs the question. You know, not that this is any amazing original drum riff, anyway. But did they? Do you think they just used the basic drum lick from the Mac?
Yes,
sounds like when they were mixing as opposed to just.
I'm not saying it's a gigantic ripoff or a conspiracy.
No, but it is absolutely identical.
Play Rihanna again a little bit.
Rihanna, good girl going back, take 3, action, no clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank, coming down
it's different the by, it's different by one quarter note. Oh, no, it's not. No, there's the quarter note. No, it's not. Is that the Mac one you're playing right now? It is identical down to every...
funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
Yeah.
It's just...
Now, I've got the Rihanna...
Yeah, you know, there was a day in music where that would be a big deal.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not... That day doesn't exist anymore.
I've got the Rihanna CD, and it's got, like, 5 different versions. It's got the version of the song that they play on the radio that doesn't have rap in it, doesn't have Jay-Z in it. And Rob said to me the other day, because we were having that discussion, Rob is inherently anti-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Just for whatever reason.
Okay.
He's anti-Mac.
It's different.
You know, I said, I got a Mac, and he's like, oh, boo.
It's different, and it changes. Did you get a Mac?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, it's got all kinds of great stuff built inside. And he said, you know that Rihanna song that you like? And actually, he hit me to it. He said, I read something. So we brought them both in. This is the, on the Mac.
That's the one, that's the note that I was giving away. This one. Right. It's the two snare drum beats at the end here. They go.
Ba-da-da. Buddy.
Great.
Wow.
And here's the song.
Surprise.
Rihanna.
It doesn't ruin the song for me.
No.
Take three.
Just, it's a funny thing to sample.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain.
And it's not the most original drum beat in the world.
No.
Right, there's really
no, it's
nothing
a drum machine. It's a drum machine. It's not even a real drum beat, I don't think. I mean, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how music is being made now anyway. I bet I know that a lot of things are being sampled. And I think things are being sampled wherever people can get them. But boy, this sounds like it was taken by like the basic Mac beat out of the
right.
I mean, I wonder how many times, how long Mac has had this drum beat when you open the computer up and it's right out of the box.
I guess since it came out like a year ago.
I know.
I definitely know that.
And the beat goes through, I mean, regardless of what the mix is,
it's
this beat is through her song all the
it's
time.
It's the backbeat. It is the rhythm percussion track. Yeah.
You know, it speaks to a problem, you know,
yes.
that unfortunately you don't have a lot of great percussion being done in music now. I mean, it's being done by machines. I mean, the percussion,
really only,
you know, the percussionists are sidelight.
This is where you get to the great debate. And I'm going to surprise you. I am not bothered by the fact that our music is made now out of sampling.
Mm-hmm.
I know it bothers purists, mm-hmm. and that's what I would call you in this regard, right?
I mean, it kills me. We do disagree, and you know how I feel about that. It's just, it sucks. It's so
I like being old
frustrating.
School.
Frustrating. It really is, because you know what?
The thing. I still like the song, though. I still like the stupid song
is,
about Umbrella.
Here's the deal. The song is original. I mean, the song and the lyrics are original. I mean, there is a melody there, but it's the, you know, why not... What is this?
It was a real
somebody
drum.
Pressed a button.
You know what? See, this is what I like. Maybe somebody turned on a Mac. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jay-Z or somebody turned on one of these computers, turned this on and said, God, Jesus Christ, I can do something with this.
Just started rapping.
That might have happened, but I mean, yeah. I mean,
but you know, people were saying that when they first electrified the guitar. You can't make a music out of that. That's not a real instrument. It's just different ingredients that are being turned into music. It's a new tool.
I would rather have a machine that generated... That was used. See, the electric guitar was a machine that was used by a human being.
But someone programmed this.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see your point, but it's not like plucking it out of the air. The problem
here. Yeah, I mean, I like what I like is, I mean, there is a lot of music, don't get me wrong, that's still made today with music. You know?
The real problem here is where's the melody?
There's great melody on that song. There really is. I mean, there's a great melody in that song. Right?
Not when the Z
but
guy
just
is singing.
Like it's out of play. Look, I got a Mac. Let me see. And,
hello.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe
hey,
you heard that.
I just want to make a comment about the NFL Network.
Z guy. Yeah.
What about the NFL Network? Besides the fact that Dick Eisen is great.
I love the NFL Network, but I can't stand when they do the games. And the only reason I say that, I know it's a delay, but how many times did you see where you missed a play because they were panning something else and didn't come back to it in time?
Yeah, they're a little rough around the edges. They have still yet to get their act together.
It reminds me of watching NFL Europe because...
Just a beat slower?
Well, here's the deal. When they would actually televise, like when the German team played the Scottish team,
right?
They would have NFL announcers, and they're playing American football, but the guys running the cameras would be from whatever the home country is.
Right.
Meaning,
right.
Like, if a guy did a play fake, mm-hmm. they would stay with the running back.
Because they don't know the game.
Because and then you see the camera swing around. It's like,
right.
Oh, my God, he doesn't really have the ball.
You know, you have to give credit to the cameramen that cover the NFL today. Because, you know, some of those play fakes are hard to find. And they're hard to follow, and they really. I remember remember back in the day when they started doing a lot more play action, and you would see the cameraman get fooled a lot more often.
See that
where he'd be
a
back,
lot.
He'd stay on the quarterback, uh-huh. You know, and the quarterback was just standing there with his arms at his sides,
and the announcers would be saying something like, "What an incredible play as he's running!" And you're looking at this at Steve Grogan.
He fooled everybody in the stadium, including our 50-yard line cameraman.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I like to call it NYPD blue. Yes. When I see camera work like they had the NFL Network had last night.
You used to hate that. I remember when it first came out. Mm-hmm. You hated that camera shaking around.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah, Jay-Z being behind the CEO of Def Jam and everything, they are providing a lot of backbeats and tracks and stuff for, like, Pro Tools and GarageBand and stuff. So I guess they just call it creative borrowing nowadays. But
so you're thinking that it went the other way, that actually Mac took it from Jay-Z?
No, they're contributing to some of those projects for those companies. And when you look on some of the credits, like in some of those programs.
Why did you
like
say
Pro
no
Tools
when you're actually answering my question to the affirmative?
Yeah.
I said, you just said Jay-Z contributed some of those tracks. And I said, it's going the other way, and you said no.
Yeah, misunderstanding, guys. Thanks for the call.
Number one fan.
Hey, guys. Misunderstand.
Number one fan.
Great misunderstanding. Love the show.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, I was just going to comment. You said maybe Jay-Z used that beat from Mac. Well, he's has a contract with Hewlett-Packard. He's not a Mac guy. So
if it was
somebody else.
If I was HP, I'd be real mad. And you're right. You know what? You're right. God damn it, I've seen Jay-Z's ads for HP.
Is GarageBand a program that is used by Mac and HP?
No, it is purely Mac.
Just Mac.
HP is Microsoft friendly.
You know, there's going to be some drum machine that's out there that has a standard beat that's being stolen by everybody.
Probably. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I was calling about that Umbrella beat. I'm
pretty
positive that it's the other way around, that they made the beat after the song, because I have a program called Reason that has a beat from an old Aaliyah song, and it's really just to show people that they can make professional quality beats with this program.
I don't doubt that. Maybe you could find this on some program somewhere else.
And it is so professional quality.
I'm just telling you that it is exactly the same as what is offered to you as the beginning part of your program on a Mac.
And I have trouble following it. I truly do. I have trouble following that beat because it's so incredibly complicated.
It is.
Listen, see if you can do this at home. Any drummer that's out there, any elementary school drummer, see if you can do it. God, that's tough.
I mean, yeah. Lightning did not strike, and God did not come down on whoever came up with this and said, I'm going to give you the riff of all time.
Right. Hey, but they did put it together and make something out of it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kitty and Kathy.
Couldn't you almost play Walk This Way to that drum beat?
No. It's a little faster.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Walk This Way is...
Down. Hello?
Down to Mike.
Right.
Right on.
Just a comment, because this is probably going to be chicken and egg, which came first, but I know that a lot of musicians used GarageBand because, like you said, Don, it comes bundled free with every Mac, and so rather than like getting studio time, it's easy for them to just mix it in their home studios, and they might have just, you know, grabbed on that riff and, you know,
released. So if you make like a hit record because it came free with the program that's in the Mac, you don't owe any royalties.
I would think that's public domain.
Apparently so.
If you're throwing something out there that anybody that buys a Mac gets.
We ought to write a song. You ought to bring GarageBand in. We'll write our own song. We'll make a hit record. We just need to get somebody to sing.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi there. What's happening?
You are so beautiful, girl.
That's you should play the song instead of singing, guys. You guys are not great singers.
Oh, that's great. You're an asswipe. I mean, I don't have a fast comeback for that.
Hey, when in doubt, go to the AW.
We are not singers. And, well, goodbye. You ran away.
We don't care. Hey, but we're, you know what? We may not be good singers, but we could produce a hit record.
Sure.
And he'll regret that call next week when we do our performance of O Holy Night.
The Christmas theme.
O Holy Night. Special night.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far.
I like we three kings of Orient are try to smoke a rubber cigar.
Silent night, holy night. Oh, what a big ass night it is.
I saw mommy blowing Santa Claus kisses, of course. What were you thinking, fool?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Thank you.
And now let me offer this.
All right.
Four. And here we go. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. And every day, my dreidel, I spin you, bitch, you play.
Now, does it have to be a Christmas song? Because I've got a great one. All right. It could be anything.
I wanted to offer that in. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Milk, milk. Lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
That was good.
Okay.
Then we could do the...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, my.
Yeah, Don.
Tell me something. What'd you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch, my man?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What you have for dinner, my friend?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What you do to your goofer last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
Oh!
I can't believe that was the one you were thinking of.
Peace.
That's a hit. I think that's a hit. I think that last one definitely. Let's record it. Let's get into a studio and record it. Yeah, I think we demonstrated rather carefully there.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see.
It takes the wind out of your sails, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Never mind. Wait, no need for calls now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're going to come back. I know what we've got next, Mike. A surprise look into the future of Mike O'Mara.
Wow. What?
That's all I want to say. I know you like being up to speed when we have a guest.
Right.
And I am not throwing you a curveball now, like when I said it's the biggest whore in the world and it was Frank Caliendo.
It'll be Caliendo again.
It's not Frank Caliendo.
It's going to be Caliendo again.
It is not. It's Mike O'Mara, a look into the future.
Jesus. You finally booked him. You finally booked the amazing Jonathan.
Mike, it's much ado about nothing. Just a simple way to get every little slug out there to listen to these commercials.
You finally got Danny Gans on the show. I'm so excited.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't have a lot of experience with vampires, but I have hunted werewolves. I shot one once, but by the time I got to it, it had turned back into my neighbor's dog.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Thank you, Dwight.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. I appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
And he prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Dog, goddammit, they're fags.
What? Stop that. Very silly indeed.
Right, one more message of the season.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah.
Yay!
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so as presented moments ago, Mike O'Mara, let's look into the magic eight ball.
Now, since you said this, I have been twirling my nervous drumstick. That's what I've been doing since you said this is my future. I'm very concerned about what this is going to be.
Rightly so.
This is a segment we're going to call, Can We Actually Speak to This Guy for 5 minutes.
All right. Very good.
I think you'll find his topic interesting.
Yes.
And perhaps a window into the future of Mike.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. I have no idea who it is, and I won't know, obviously, until we get the person on the line.
Guy's name is Chris Harn.
Chris Harn.
He's from Philadelphia.
H-A-R-N.
H-A-R-N-E.
Harn, like Judy Carn.
Uh-huh. Mike, he lives in a U-Haul box truck.
Oh, okay.
He's converted that into a tiny home.
Now we're talking. So far, you're spot on.
In order to live a simpler life.
That's what I want to do. You know that's what I want to do.
Now, let's welcome a man who lives in a U-Haul truck.
Let me applaud him right there.
And I believe the future for our very own Mike O'Meara. Let's now welcome.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Chris, you live in a U-Haul.
Yes, I do.
And you've converted it into a home?
That I have.
Do you have all the conveniences of the home?
No, I do not, actually. It's a work in progress, but I am living in it. It's
now,
pretty good.
Chris, you have. Where did you start? Because I know you ended up in Florida, right? You drove your house to Florida, your U-Haul truck.
Yes, that's where I am now.
Where did you start out at, sir?
I started out right outside of Philadelphia in the small town of Kennett Square where I grew up.
Oh, I said that, Philly.
Let me tell you the great thing about having that home or truck home down in Florida. They can never take it away from you.
Now, Michael, why don't you listen to this?
Yes, it is true.
It says on the bio that his home doesn't have a shower or a bathroom, so he bathes at the beach and uses a big plastic bottle when he has to go to the bathroom.
When you say you bathe at the beach, you use the public facilities down at the beach, or do you bathe in the ocean?
No, I use, there are beach showers. It's just a cold shower that you push the button, but I find that that's more than adequate for me.
And I hear here that you collect condiment packets.
That I also do.
You know, I do have a question. You say that the cold shower is okay. Are you talking about the out-of-doors beach showers?
Yes, I am.
So you really are never able to, how do I say this delicately, give that area down there a really good cleaning, right?
I think you're incorrect about that. You can check those showers out around 2 a.m., and I'll be there naked.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Well.
Good answer, Chris. All right, I didn't know that. You can do it naked. Good. All right.
Well, yeah,
Chris,
yes, you can. It's behind a wall. It's perfectly fine. All Everybody right. does it.
Here's another question about putting all your stuff in a U-Haul, moving to Florida, and living out of the U-Haul.
Man, I love it.
Do you have a particular spot, or do you have to move from parking lot to parking lot?
You have to move around occasionally. You don't want to get, noticed as a person who's just always sitting there. You know, that invites harassment.
Right. Now, you're down in Key West. Is that where you live?
Yes, it is.
And that's a great place for that kind of activity because there are a lot of, I'll use the term in its nicest possible way. There are a lot of vagabonds down in Key West, right?
That there are.
And they're cool vagabonds because the weather is warm, the lifestyle is laid back, and I would imagine you have a lot of people that you commiserate with down there.
I wouldn't use the word commiserate. I have a lot of people that I hang out with.
Okay, you say commiserate, I say hang out, or vice versa.
Are you happy living? Are you happy living in a U-Haul truck?
I'm very happy. Today was a very good day for me.
What'd you do?
I met some new, very wise people.
What did you do today after you woke up? And well, you don't have electricity, right?
That's correct.
So you wake up in your truck. Is the weather, obviously the weather's been in the 80s down there, right?
Yes, it has.
Very nice weather.
So what did you do today?
Well, I got up, went to the grocery store.
You said it was a very good day. You said it was a very good day today.
What made it so?
Well, I woke up, went out the door, and it was beautiful outside, and I'm not paying rent.
That's a good start, but you said something today made this day more special than other days.
Oh, I just met some cool people at random today, and that's really good because I don't know many people down here. So meeting friends who I can hang out with is always good.
So now, Chris, when you meet someone, and let's say they say, we should get together sometime, and you give them your phone number, do you say, hey, we should hang out at my place? I'm going to be parked at the Red Lobster tonight. I'm going to be at the Olive Garden tonight.
If they're living in a truck, too, we can meet wherever.
Hey, Chris, do you have a cell phone, obviously?
Yes, I do.
And that's your primary mode of communication. You're a 25-year-old guy. You're a single guy. How's your love life?
My love life is none of your business, but, yeah, it's fine.
No, come on now. I mean,
Chris,
are you a decent-looking kid?
Can you?
I'm more than decent looking. I'm very handsome, actually.
I guess the question is, is it possible for a man living in a U-Haul truck to get laid?
In Key West, absolutely. It is possible for anybody to get laid. And not even just by anybody, but yeah.
Now, there they are. They're coming to get you.
That is not a worry.
They're coming to get you, Chris. They're going to take you away. Chris, now listen, you have the cell phone. That costs money. Gasoline for your home, that costs money. You obviously have to make a little living, so you're not paying rent. What do you do to make ends meet?
There you go.
I'm actually a pedicab driver down here. I have a fare sitting and waiting for me right now as we speak.
Well, a pedicab? What is that?
That is a bicycle taxi.
A bicycle taxi?
A rickshaw.
Yeah. Oh, you make a lot of money down there doing
that.
Well, then, listen, Chris, my friend Mike, my best buddy Mike, who does the show with me for 22
years. You know how excited I am about
22
this.
22 years. He is getting to the point in life where he may have to live out of a truck.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Would you recommend it for someone like Mike who's lived in a house most of his life?
I wouldn't know. You'd have to want to.
Is it comfortable?
There's a will, there's a way.
Do you have a mattress back there in the U-Haul?
Yes, I do.
Is it a nice mattress?
No, it's not, but it's fine for me.
Let me tell you something.
Is he
Chris.
Worth restarting the music?
Yes, I think so, because first of all, you have tapped into something that I find fascinating. I think that this is a wonderful way to live. I think it's a wonderful way to live. And you know what? I can give you a few tips, even though I'm not living out of the U-Haul. You know what the first thing is?
Sure.
Now, you make sure, of course, that everybody that you're out with, they pick up the tab, because you're a pedicab driver and you're not making a tremendous amount of money, but you want to upgrade that mattress. You really do. That's all you need.
Do you have a sheet on the mattress?
It's actually a fold-out futon thing.
See, that's futon. Crap. Get yourself.
Mike, he lives in a truck.
There's no reason not to get a decent mattress. They have mattress sales all the time, and you need. I would assume you need a double. You don't need a queen or a king. You need a double.
Fit a single.
I'm a man who knows his mattresses.
Mm-hmm. And I think you'd have a great time. You know, but you're 25, so I guess maybe it's not the kind of priority. I'd want a Tempur-Pedic.
Hey, son, I have to ask you something, and I say that only with love. I have a son myself who's 23 years old, and I would probably take him out back and put him on a rocket to Mars if he did what you're doing. May I ask, how proud are your parents of you?
My parents love me. They're very proud of me, but they think my ideas are completely outlandish.
Now, you don't sound like you're, you're on drugs or anything. Do you do a lot of drugs there, Chris, or do you drink?
Only off the clock.
That sounds so off, man.
But isn't
so
it true
man.
With this? Are you on the drugs? Are you smoking pot? Chris,
I smoke weed. I drink in moderation.
Uh-huh. Yes,
I'm
you
not
drink,
a pothead. I'm not a drunk.
You're not a drug addict, and you're
I
not
smoke
a pothead.
I plenty, and I drink plenty.
But isn't weed great?
Absolutely, it is.
Rob, this is not the time for your
I know that wasn't the question I wanted to bring up
with your agenda.
My question is this: you said your parents think your ideas are outlandish. Do you have any other outlandish ideas that disappoint your parents, other than living in a truck?
None that disappoint them. No, not at all. They're just worried about me and their parents.
You know what it says here? It says you haven't brought a girl back yet to your home. You haven't brought a girl back to the truck. I would think that would be like at closing time. What is it, 4 a.m. down in Key West? That would be that'd be a wonderful time to...
I'd like to go to my place. I'm parked right out front.
Yeah. I mean, is it... Yeah, what's going on?
I had my options, but, like, honestly, I'm a man with, like, a little bit of class, you know? So I'm not just going to, like, take anybody, like, back to the truck, you know? Like, I'm not, like, desperate, so...
With a little bit of class.
Well, a lot of class.
Well, say, like, would it be the third or fourth date you'd bring her back?
No, it's not like that. I'm just going to pick the right girl, you know? Like, I'm not going to, like, pick, like, the drunkest, like, Gucci on the street or something and just, like, be like, hurry.
You have class.
You have standards.
I don't play the phony slick bar game.
Right.
So that hurts me, you know, because the phony slick bar game is going to get you laid down here pretty well. So, yeah, the conversation's nice.
Do you have a regular somebody that you're seeing down there in Key West?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So you don't play the games. But, I mean, I think this would be a hell of a conversation starter.
I had two other questions for you.
All right.
Do you think the Patriots will go undefeated? Well, yeah, you can't watch the games. And, son, what are you doing for the holidays?
Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. I'm actually working because you can make a very serious bank on the holidays.
So you'll be doing driving
so many
your,
people here.
You'll be driving your pedicab?
I'll be in the pedicab on Christmas, on New Year's.
Are you going to get like a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree and put it in the back of your U-Haul?
I thought about it, but I don't think I'm going to go that route. No.
What's the best meal you ever prepared in your U-Haul?
I like the 7-minute Lipton meals.
Yeah. The cup of noodles?
Yeah, well, it's a big step up from cup of noodles. It's, like teriyaki rice. You can add any of your own stuff to it, you know, anything you want.
How do you heat that stuff up, Chris?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I have a Coleman number 533 camp stove.
Cool. Boy, be careful with that. You know, it's the fire season. You know that.
Well, yeah, I put it on the end of the truck with the door open. It's fine.
Right.
All right, dude. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. We wish you a good luck and know that there's someone in this room.
Yes, it's me.
Who is really infatuated with what you're doing.
Well, I think it's great, and you're obviously improving the U-Haul on a daily basis, right?
No, I'm kind of happy with it right now. I mean, I don't have electricity, but then again, I don't have to worry about electricity.
Yeah,
I have a AA camping lantern, just battery-powered. It's fine.
He is a more evolved Rob Grippy.
Yeah, I could do it so much better. I could do it so much better.
Chris, thank you for talking
better
to us.
Is what makes you happy.
Absolutely. Chris, right. You're doing it the right way. You're
hard,
a young man. You'll
hard
learn.
Hard to believe that a guy living in a truck would have a website. He does. It's chrisharn.com, H-A-R-N-E, and we'll have a link on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Chris, I hope you make a lot of money during the holidays, and good luck with your U-Haul.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Good luck,
dude.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
On behalf of your dad.
So many mistakes.
What are you doing?
So many mistakes. No, I have no problem with him doing it.
Mike,
do it correctly.
Right. Okay. How do you fix it?
Number one, no electricity. Mm-hmm. You have to get a truck that can be converted to electricity, and they have many things now that plug into the cigarette lighter.
And you know,
you can have electricity in there, and you can have it easily. You do need a little bit more space.
You know, it'd be a lot easier than that. Is an extension cord.
Extension cord, and you feed off of somebody else's electricity.
And you don't even tell them.
You don't. You have, you know what? Absolutely. Rob, see, that's why you are brilliant, too.
You know
You'd like this. Maybe we could do this together.
Orange extension cord. It's got to be one of the oranges.
No, you want to go with green because that can sit on somebody's lawn and they won't notice it.
Speaking of orange, I just have to say, I apologize to anyone that wants to bust me for bringing my cigar into the bathroom. The only reason I did is that I waited during that last commercial break.
Hi, everybody.
For 5 minutes to pee.
Yes.
And finally, I banged on the door. Just.
Hold on.
Like, who's in there?
What do you want?
Like, who is in there?
What do you want?
Mike says he's going number two in there.
What do you want? I didn't plan this.
I got to pee.
I didn't plan this.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I can't come out just yet. Leave me alone.
What did you have for lunch?
I had a chicken salad sandwich.
I walked into
Bagel City.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into the Berlin Wall of fecal.
Yeah, but I sprayed the orange spray. Mm-hmm.
Did no good.
I did a courtesy flush.
Did no good.
I did have to, you know, I did have to sit a while.
Yeah.
It was not it was Bagel City.
Good things come.
They're bagels. They're bagels. They were fresh made bagels too.
Ah. Both boiled then baked.
Yeah, and you know what, cuz normally I have my bagels toasted. And she said, the lady behind the counter, who's Asian, don't know why she's working at Bagel City,
sure,
said to me, she said, you still want toasted? They fresh from the oven. They are hot.
Oh.
I said, oh, then I don't need to have them toasted.
Oh, that was one hell of a nasty 4 p.m. Yeah, growler you left in there.
And really, I'm all out of sorts. I've been off my points this week, the middle of the week. Ate some Toll House cookies last night. My system is just not right. Do you know what that is for me today?
What?
That's number three today. And not number three
that's
is the number three.
Say.
That's my third visit today.
The third bowel movement
yes,
you had today?
Yes, that is my third movement.
You know, it'll get you back on track.
Thank you very much. And each one of them, can I be honest with you? Uh-huh. Each one of them has concluded with, we'll be back for more later.
Wow.
More to come?
More to come. They don't. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
They don't end with, that's it. We'll see you midday tomorrow. They
you
end
can
with,
tell that there's
you
more
know,
at the door.
Yeah, you know, I hope you're not going out tonight, Mike, because you're going to have to stop and visit us again.
Company's here.
It's been all day. It's like one big string.
Literally.
It sucks.
Wow.
No, it's terrible.
I think
it really
would be more
is.
Of a rope. No, that seriously, Dom was knocking on the door, and I had, because I knew the commercial break was going to be over, I had actually started to think about finishing early. That one right there, just then.
We only have 10 minutes for commercials.
I could have been.
And his shirt never touched his back when he was going in there.
What is it? I went in there, you know, I don't even know the last time we broke, but I could have been in there. I am not exaggerating for this particular time. Mm-hmm. Conservatively, 45 minutes.
Wow.
45. Oh, okay, oh wow.
Well, like that's a long time.
Like you haven't logged an hour in there before.
Well, that's true. But
wow.
But we're not talking about me. You know what would straighten you up?
What?
A lot of fruitcake.
I'll eat some of it.
Rob's rum fruitcake.
It's good. Good. I have to give it the seal of approval.
Isn't it the best?
I think you just did. No, thank you, Rob.
I had a tiny piece last weekend. If that's still floating around in my system.
A lot of nuts in it.
It is.
A lot of nuts.
No, I think that was last night.
Toll House
cookies.
What was the cookies last night?
Very rich.
Last
night. Very unusual for
cooked?
Me to eat cookies. Cooked.
Well, I mean, you know, the batter is good, too.
Some people eat the dough.
Eat the batter.
No, don't you know what Mike does? Mike takes that big, gigantic, like.
Oh, the chub.
The condom full of the Pillsbury dough, and he just squeezes it like toothpaste.
I don't have the condom. You know what we have at the house?
What?
We have the tub.
The tub.
We have the tub of
chocolate
chip. Scoopable tub.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a wonderful product.
I've seen that at Costco, my friend.
No, but Carla stays on her diet and then cooks them for me. She's trying to kill me. That's what she's trying
to
do.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's trying to kill me. She says, hey, I'll make you some Toll House cookies. I said, well, are you going to have one? Of course not. And then she looks at me like that. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
I will have the salad, and Mike will have the fried Oreos.
It's true. I'm never, ever full.
On the way home, I had Chinese.
It's frustrating. But I'm not quite right today. I mean, I feel good now.
You'll be all right.
But, you know, I could have lingered in there. I could have lingered longer. I really, really could have.
All of this talk, I had to think that I was buying you something today. That happens to go along these lines. I mean, not with bathroom habits.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. No, I'm not kidding. When I was out today shopping, I bought you some dungarees.
You bought me some some denims?
Yeah.
They have patches on the butt?
No. I found them. They're Wranglers.
I don't need you to buy me denim. You're not buying me dungarees for Christmas, are you? Oh, that'll piss me off.
No, they're not. They're not a Christmas gift.
What?
I was in the store today.
Oh, you saw them.
Pick them up for
you. And you said that you thought jeans only went to a certain size. And
it was
hard to find a certain waist size with a certain length.
But you know what? As far as jeans that I'm wearing right now, go down a size.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so that's I'm not in that size.
And anyway,
you can find them at Eddie Bauer if you go through the catalog. Mike.
I know
trust
you're anti-Eddie Bauer. That's why I got you Wrangler.
I'm Levi. Levi in a smaller size than that.
I could not find. I went into the Levi place.
Oh, I think I got to go again.
Go to Pants Corral?
Exactly where I went. Anyway, I guess I'll have these in case you need them.
Thanks a lot. If I need them, I'll let you know.
I was really going to give them to
you. You know,
if
you're up in that size in jeans, it might be time for the stretch waistband. Anyway.
I was going to give them to you on the sly and say, hey, over the holidays, you know, if you need.
I hate Wranglers.
Why?
Because
Brett Favre endorses those.
No, I was raised on Levi's. Anybody that was raised on Levi's doesn't like Wranglers.
I was raised
on
Levi's.
And I tried Lee, too. And Lee is designed for men that don't have balls.
You know what cracked my ass up the other night? When they were the Ravens game, you know when the players introduce each other? They introduce some guy on the Ravens. They introduce him as Buddy Lee.
Buddy Lee.
Do you remember those commercials?
Buddy Lee.
What was that for? It was for the jeans.
It was for jeans, and it was like a little, like Bob's Big Boy guy.
And it was the thing, he never moved, right? They just put him in different positions. Like they'd put him in a NASCAR car.
Right.
I had an aunt who went to China about maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
And one of the things she did is she stocked up on a lot of clothes for her kids because there was a lot of American knockoffs over there. Very cheap. And she bought Lee jean knockoffs, and I swear to God, this is true. The label looked like the Lee Jeans label, but it was R-E-E.
Ree.
Ree
Jeans.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go, Joe.
It's good to wear them.
Well, I apologize about the bathroom. I wanted to express my condolences to
That's
everybody.
Quite
here.
The bomb.
Yeah, we are close quarters here. It's like working out of a U-Haul truck. Really is.
The lavatory is 18 inches from the air studio.
I know.
It's a bad design.
Yeah, it's a terrible
convenience.
Bathroom.
That's too. For convenience.
That's right.
Not convenient when this happens.
It's a terrible bathroom.
Bathroom. It was made to code because they had to have something that was handicapped available back when Surf worked here.
I believe that.
Not for Surf.
Because we are working in what used to be a classic rock station, it's the ideal situation for a disc jockey that plays records.
Right, right.
Because the bathroom, you could be taking a dump, come out with your pants around your ankles, stand, key the microphone, say,
96 rock plays more music.
Press the button.
Go back.
And literally go back and finish your nice BM.
Yeah, you could. It's that convenient to the air studio.
Joe.
But that was actually the production studio when this was classic rock.
Where we are was the production studio?
Yeah,
where
the third
room
was.
The production studio, and then the traffic production was where the bathroom is.
All right, well, you're just confusing the issue, Joe.
But it's still, the air studio was still where Joe sits.
Very close.
Either
but
way.
But still, it's 16
either
feet.
Way.
You mean there was a studio where the toilet is?
No.
There was always a toilet there.
Okay, there was what always a toilet
is,
there.
But the air studio used to be down there.
Gotcha.
Because this used to be three townhouses.
Either way, no matter what studio you're in, we have three studios, you are within 20 paces. And I'm telling you, if you're doing like a classic rock thing, and you're the only guy here on a weekend or at night, oh, my God, you got to go to the bathroom?
Oh,
seriously,
absolutely.
It's so close. That is heaven.
You know, when they used to have the old radio station here, and now we're just one of these.
Yes.
We're in a town home style office suite.
Yeah, like a condo.
It's like a condo, but with two floors.
Uh-huh.
Did they have access through the inside to the
yes.
other places?
I believe
the other
they took out a wall to make doors.
Oh, really?
This was always the air studio side.
Yeah.
And then I think the traffic department, which is not like traffic like
commercial
roads, like commercials. That was the desk where you sit at.
Upstairs.
Yeah, and then sales were the next two office, the next two buildings over.
Sure.
Either way, this building is incredibly
beautiful.
Anal friendly. This place is BM friendly.
It's BM friendly, but we could make that bathroom a little nicer.
Well, in days of old, that was a much smaller bathroom, but when they made this only one building, there had to be one bathroom that was handicap friendly.
Right. We do have the vacuum toilet. Which it's not working all that well.
No,
but it
I
is,
think it's on its last legs.
But it is a vacuum toilet. When you flush it, I'm talking about it's got the CO2 cartridge that's in the tank. So when you flush, it goes, which is just
that is,
fantastic.
That is some of the weakest sucking action,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's on its last legs. Yeah. I didn't know. Do those things, obviously, they have to be charged up once in a while?
I don't think they do. We never have.
Well, it's on its last legs. It's dying.
Let's
it's,
look at it.
It's
in
dying.
Spring.
I'll bust it open.
We need some good sucking action.
Nothing will ever happen.
Hello,
here.
Donna.
Of course
Mike.
Not.
Hello.
I'll call Lockridge.
Hello.
I have a question.
Yeah. Hi, honey. What's up?
What is the last day that you're doing the weight loss thing?
You mean the bet?
Huh?
The bet?
Yes.
That would be Christmas, December. Probably like the first or second week of December 08.
Mike caved on that already.
Yeah.
Because Mike isn't losing any weight.
No, I didn't lose any weight. I haven't lost any weight. I already admitted that.
Mike conceded a long time ago.
Bet is off.
Okay, but do you know who this is?
Yes, the woman who wants to put on more weight.
The woman who wants to be
and
fat.
And I have.
Oh, you know what? You never show up, and we always ask you to come down, and you never show up.
No, you've asked me twice, but I work odd hours.
All right, honey.
Yeah.
And again, you're the lady who wants to be fat.
Yeah, I actually am gaining more weight.
We don't get that.
Well, I don't want to be fat. I am in a holding pattern, and I am not losing weight.
Wow. I've lost 16 pounds.
That's excellent.
Ta-da.
That's pretty good.
Ta-da. And still, I'm a load.
Yeah, but you're less of a load than I am.
Oh, brother, you think so?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
this
no!
Just, we're having a Friday. Oh, my God.
That's from my Wranglers to your Wranglers, Mike.
What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Steak.
As always.
That just sounded funny. Steak!
I mean, I'm serious.
That's normally not, you don't normally get that with a steak lunch. That sounded more like one of your, like Uncle Ben's pre-made dinner lunches.
I did not have a steak lunch. I had a steak.
Just a steak.
Just a steak.
Fresh cooked steak?
From last night.
Reheated it?
No, cold.
cold.
Cold steak.
That'll affect your colon. That's what that was.
It will not.
Yes, it will.
No, steak is colon friendly.
No, it is not.
I could eat steak all day and never have a problem.
You know what? You're the last person that can lecture anybody on colon health.
I can know what messes me up.
Yeah, but the thing is, steak, cold steak, reheated steak will affect your gas.
Why?
It will.
You know what's a trigger for me? Tomato sauce. Can't have that.
Very acidic.
God.
Can't have tomato sauce.
Do you guys forget we're on the radio sometimes?
But steak, I can eat steak all day.
Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. I don't want to
talk to
you.
I want to talk to no one but you.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
How do you feel?
That's a trigger. Tomato sauce is a trigger for me.
Well, he's the one who brought up the fact that cold steak is bad, and the temperature of the steak wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I am telling you, steak can cause gas. Steak can cause gas like anything. It's not just broccoli. It's a lot of other things that
can
cause gas.
What if you reheat it? Is it better if it's reheated?
No, I think that the day after, there are probably more bacteria things going on in the piece of meat, and that would probably cause greater fermentation in the colonic tract.
Well, just don't put tomato sauce on it.
I know, it's a trigger for you.
This all started because I had to do some business during the commercial break.
Right.
And TCB, baby.
And I'm sorry that I did.
TCBM, baby.
I'd like a padded seat in there. I really would. No, I'd just like
a mink seat.
No, I'd like, you know what I'd like? What? Seriously. The only thing I'd like in that bathroom would be hot water and plenty of it.
We've got a hot water heater that's the size of a pack of index cards.
Would you agree that the hot water we have in there is not really hot water?
Tepid.
No, and now it's the worst of all because it's cold outside.
Again, we're on the radio.
What?
I'm just supporting Mr. O'Mara.
There you go.
Thank you.
Support him in the other room.
Jesus.
I don't want to go into that room.
You're right. No, you don't.
I didn't need any support. I was all on my own.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn deep.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't get Christmas caroling. I don't like seeing my neighbors, much less hearing them sing. Now, unless my neighbor's Kenny Chesney or Faith Hill, I doubt your neighbors are pretty much worth listening to. You know, it's just kind of weird hearing your neighbors sing about the baby Jesus when last week they just shot each other arguing over a Chevy being better than a Ford. All right?
Oh, Larry.
Get her done.
The day after Christmas is always a letdown, too. It's like you have it all these weeks to get excited, and you're excited, and you're excited, and there it is, and boom, it's over with. Now I know how all my ex-girlfriends felt. Well, I'm telling you.
That was funny.
The Don and Mike Show. Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
All right, let me see. I was just looking at something else, and I didn't even chance to ask. Robbie, have you heard from her yet? The lovely Nancy?
She was going to finish up with the Pats at 5 o'clock, but you know sometimes the questions get probing, Don.
She's a very busy lady.
She is.
All right, we're hoping to talk to the most powerful woman in sports broadcasting.
Right.
Nancy here in a couple of seconds.
Very always a pleasure to talk to Jim.
She's got the call on the Patriots-Steeler game this weekend.
She's always good when the games are big.
She's good. She's good. Jim
I like
Nance.
Her.
That bitch!
James Nance.
You're
now,
forgetting how pretty.
Oh, and her mama. Her mama was just on TV last week.
Yes, talking about Thanksgiving. She was wonderful doing that.
Dolly Madison. I'm looking at something here on our website, and I have a question if this is something that is symptomatic of the internet in general.
Okay.
Or if it's something that I'm overreacting to, or if it's just normal crap. We have our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com,
right,
which we use mainly as a way to people to listen to the show. Uh-huh. We have audio highlights up there. We put pictures up there. And we have, in essence, a message board.
Right.
We don't pay a lot of attention to it. We get a lot of emails complaining that we don't keep it up regularly. Well, it's a full-time job. Anybody who runs an internet site knows that. And there's plenty of chat rooms if you want to chat about the show.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
But every week I get this statement about how many people have signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known since we started this that we were getting a lot of spam bots.
Okay.
Signing up as members on our webpage.
Right. People that are just in there designing, with the design of getting addresses from other people, right?
So, for instance, this
is that what a spam bot is?
Yeah, it's something you put in. Like, for instance, I'm guessing that this is what it is. I'm on the list where it says, look at the most recent members who have registered.
Okay.
Right? And I see, like, there's a whole bunch from USA, and it says you click to where you can look at the person's webpage.
Right.
And quite a few of them are linked directly to MySpace pages and stuff like that.
Okay.
What about when you click on, for instance, I don't know, the one that says Turkey. That's the country.
Hmm.
Turkey. And it is a link to sister and sister sex. What about when you click on the one that says Germany, and this is the one that just flipped me out.
Right.
The website says kid porno.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to report that, I would imagine.
Yep. I mean, this
That's
whole
bad stuff.
This whole thing is just we should just shut down this message board. I mean,
if
that's nasty stuff.
Yeah. Look at this thing, for God's sake.
So is that what they're called, spam bots, when somebody just sends an email to a chat group under the guise of being an individual, when it's actually going to, if you reply to it, it's going to link you to something horrible?
You know, I'm really not, they explained it to me one time at an IT meeting. They are like little, like in the Matrix, those little spiders that wanted to come and eat everything up. Mm-hmm. They get in, they sign up as being regular members.
It's like a chain letter, actually.
Yeah, and somehow it infiltrates the website.
Right. Not good. Not good at all.
And there's a lot of ones that are more benign than that. Like, okay, here's some guy says he's from France. Mm-hmm. I click on the website, and it's buy more Viagra now.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's all over the internet. Sure. I get more spam for that kind of stuff, for prescription drugs over the internet, mm-hmm, than anything else.
But what I'm saying is these are people who are signing up as being listeners of the show, and here's one. The guy says his name is Fred, and it says he listens in Greenland.
Okay, so you click on his reply.
You click on his reply, and there's a naked chick.
And you're does it look like it's a website or just a picture?
Yeah. You're entering something called adult dating.
Uh-huh.
Sex date tonight. Go on a date tonight.
God, it's amazing.
Tonight.
It is. You know what? It's amazing how unregulated it is. I mean, it really is. It's still Dodge City.
Here's another one that clicked on to bestofpills.com.
God. Well, I guess that lady found out, you know, when they were messing with her kid that committed suicide. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter because there are no laws about the internet right now. You can do anything you want there. Mm-hmm. Wide open.
Line 11, Jim Nance driving in a snowstorm.
Oh, really?
Now, hold on. Really, you got to tell Nancy, because of where we are in the show, we either break now and we can talk to him for a while.
Okay.
Or we can talk to him here and we only have like 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, I'll give him his choice.
Would you please?
Let's see. What happens?
Wait, why don't you please ask Jim? Tell him we'll break in about 3 minutes, then we'll get back to him right after that.
Okay.
See if that works.
Let's see how that goes. We're going to hear his response live on the radio.
And don't forget, tell him 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on the wheel.
Yes, and also turn into the skid.
Tell him we're having an important discussion about internet pornography. Tell him we're talking about child pornography.
That'll be perfect.
Ah, see.
Thank you.
She's a good girl.
She is. She went along with
She's
us.
She's a classy lady.
She's no Rich Eisen.
10-2.
That's for sure.
All right. So
She's
he's got
no
his.
Rich Eisen.
So he'll be in
so
the
this
next
is,
break.
But this is concerning me about this website. I mean, this
they do,
is.
And it's our
I
website.
Mean, especially if you say there's kiddie porn on there.
I clicked on one of the links where it says, and again, I'm on the part where it says member list.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike Show, official member board. Member list, guy's name, whatever it is, unreadable, Germany. Click on where it says website, mm-hmm, and it opens right onto, it says, kid porn.
Oh, Jesus. Huh. Well, report that one. I mean, that's the stuff they are busting. They do have laws about that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel I'm reporting that now.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately. Well, if they're the proper FBI agents that are listening right now.
Uh-huh.
But I hate that that those kind of underbelly people are crawling around our website. Mm-hmm. That's very disturbing.
See, I look, and for everyone like that, there's some guy who listens in Seattle, and his homepage is
sure.
The homepage of the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, it's a very dangerous game when you're on there, and you have to be very, very careful, mm-hmm, especially if you have kids. You have to know exactly what's going on because, I mean, it's happening all the time.
That is just
I watch
mess.
To Catch a Predator.
And I don't know enough about it. All I know is...
Who does, really?
I say, can the show be heard on the website? Are the pictures on the website?
Right.
Good. That's what we care about.
Are we getting a lot of hits on the website? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hi. What I do is put the kiddie porn site on there for Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Radio Gods, I have a question for Mike.
I'm standing by with your answer.
What is it?
What I will know is after the Red Sox, I'm a big Red Sox fan.
Before you proceed, can I ask you one question?
Sure can.
How long have you been drinking?
How long have I been drinking?
Today.
Don't answer
today.
A question with a question, please.
When did you start drinking today?
I haven't been drinking yet. But
you're lying. You're lying. You're lying through your teeth. We can't have any kind of meaningful dialogue if you're going to lie to me.
Okay.
All right. Now come on.
I did crack a beer about 45 minutes ago.
Thank you very much.
See, you cannot fool Mike. You cannot fool Mother Nature.
Not when it comes to drinking.
You cannot fool Mike.
You know, I have made a mistake on several people that were on prescription medication.
Sure,
but
it happens.
In your particular case, I knew you were drinking. Now, what can I do for you? We're talking about the Red Sox.
After the Red Sox won the World Series, rumor has it that you said that you had spent like $600 on the website buying merchandise. Is that correct?
You made a remark.
I think you said you spent
effect.
You spent a lot of money buying like Red Sox World
Series
stuff.
I did. I spent a lot of money on the website. I didn't say I was. I said I did, and I did do that.
Okay, now my question to you is, have you received anything?
Yes, I have.
And what did you get, and what did you like the most?
I'll tell you exactly what I got. The thing that I got that I liked the most was a World Series jacket from the 2007 World Series that was the women's edition, and I'm wearing the one with the rhinestones, and I couldn't love anything more.
Really. By the way, something, what do you care?
Why, did you try to get stuff off the website and not get it?
No, I am a domestically challenged person as far as cash goes, so...
You're broke.
You're
not domestically challenged.
I wanted to know what you got and what you liked the most so that when I decide to go and get something, what you liked, maybe I'll go and purchase one of those items.
Get the American League Championship hat. That's the... For the money, that's what I like the most. It's not a World Series championship hat, but...
No, I mean, back in 04, I got a bunch of, World Series hats.
Bye!
get the Yaz butt plug.
That's still a very popular, but you know it's sold out during the holidays.
You know. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, the real question is, what time did you start drinking today?
Well, on a Friday,
as
normally.
As always.
It was usually, Don gets here about, what time do you get here? About 2:30 today?
2:30 today.
I started about 2:15, about 15 minutes before Don got here, and I've been doing it ever since.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have another.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The whole internet link thing?
Yes.
The secret here is that those guys are doing it so they can get higher rankings in the Google. The more links that go to their website out of the internet, the higher the rankings
all right, listen,
are.
I don't care about that. I'm sure I speak for everyone here. I just don't want someone going to our website saying, oh, there's someone who listens in Germany, and then you just saw what I saw, kid porn, which makes me want to throw this computer away.
Yeah, bad, bad stuff.
Right?
Very, very bad. And I would like to know how we can combat that, how we can edit that crap out of our website.
For now, we'll just shut down that part of our website. Mm-hmm. Frank. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, it's real easy to fix. Whoever's putting your website up for you, they just got to put a graphic in there. It's a code you have to enter in, so you have to do it manually. It's not as hard as it sounds. I mean, I do it for a living.
I'm sure. Now, listen, I know we are going to get thousands of listeners calling us telling how easy it is to fix.
We're in that neck of the woods, right in our backyard.
No, thanks.
The technology corridor.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to fix it the old-fashioned way. We'll just shut it down.
We'll break it.
I mean, yeah, we just break the message board.
We're going to break the message board, then it'll be fixed.
We'll just break all the links that people can put kitty porn on our website. There you go. And then, you know, go to DCR TV or go to the Radio Gods forum and have yourself a good old time.
I don't doubt for a second that eventually those kind of websites, you're going to have the long arm of the law be able to reach out on those things and nail those people right away. But for now, it's very difficult to track these people. And so the best thing to do is just eliminate it.
That's it. So anyway, well, we just look at that. We just handled this ourselves.
We did some good.
Fixed.
I feel like we're acting in a scene from Tombstone.
Done and done.
Way to go, Wyatt.
I'm a little more internet savvy than you think. For instance, this douchebag right here.
Hey, oh, Don and Mike.
Hey, douchebag. How many times are you going to call this show and then post on a message board that you made it through? Do you think Joe has not identified you, Freebird?
Hey, Don.
answer
the question. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hold on. You didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
I want to tell you. Yeah, so you don't you're an agenda. You're an agenda.
You are one of the reasons that in the past we've had slight problems with that particular website, which is, I think, predominantly made of good nuts who listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I wanted to tell Mike something.
Hold on. Why aren't you having any dialogue with us about this?
Talk with us about
this. Hold on. Joe is just informing now. We've seen you for a long time because you write to our website all the time, and you write stuff that never gets posted on our website. Then you like going on Radio God's forum and writing how bad our website sucks. And Joe says, hold on, let me read this. You just got on the air the other day, and you printed it on that other website. So now we know who you are. So,
yeah.
Hi, dumbass.
Hello?
How does it feel to be called out? You're not hiding behind the internet anymore.
I'm not hiding.
See, he is not able to communicate normally about
it. No. I'm not taking the internet as seriously as you guys are, obviously.
What's that?
I'm not, you know, losing any sleep over a couple of message boards, obviously.
First off, I'm losing sleep about the fact that our message board may be linked to child porn. We're not losing any sleep about simply saying to someone who is sent, hold on, you've sent over 170 posts to our website that have not gotten through.
I haven't gone to your website in a while.
Well, that says something right there.
You guys stop posting stuff. It takes weeks to get on.
You sound like you're a little...
All I know is that Joe has said from the back room, you're one of the guys that gets on Radio God's forum and likes being a big swinging dick about everything.
You know what? I loved your website when it first came on, but nobody ever took care of it. So I went back to Radio God's forum.
Joe is now writing me. This is pretty much this guy's entire spiel, that he just sends us emails all the time saying that our website is slow. And then he goes on the other site, and he writes the same thing. And he got on, was it yesterday or the day before? Either way. When did you get on, and then you posted, like, I got on the air?
No, I want to be on your website. And I try to post on it, but it takes weeks for something to be approved.
Why does that bother you?
That's the whole thing.
Seriously, dude, why do you care? Why does it bother you? You obviously are a guy who goes to a lot of message sites to write stuff about our show, good, bad, or indifferent. Why you got such a hard-on if it takes a day for a post to be approved?
I don't. I just stop going to it.
Really, then what about these 170 emails, and how is it that Joe identified you on the telephone, and how is it that Joe pulled up from Radio God's forum? You're on that site yesterday writing, I called, I got through.
That's right, and that's where I'm going to go.
What do you do during the day? Do you have any kind of job?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm a nuclear physicist.
I find that very hard to believe.
Now, do not get me wrong. I'm not trying to pick a fight here.
I think
it's interesting that Joe has outed you as one of these tools that lives on the internet. And now he's telling me, hold on, that the people on that website don't even like you.
I don't live on the internet.
Oh, you don't? You don't?
15 minutes a day on the internet.
170 emails alone to our website since January.
Just from you.
From you.
That sounds like it might be more than 15 minutes a day.
That's post to your website, correct?
Yes.
Yes, right.
You go to
other, what's wrong with that?
You go to other chat groups.
Here's the only thing. I understand why Joe has picked you out. I get it. You're a guy that emails us all the time and bitches all the time about our message board. You go on other message boards and bitch about it. We finally had a chance to put a face with the very confusing, frankly, many times unreadable emails we've received, and now we know it's you.
And your point is?
No, the point is you've been causing a great deal of trouble on our website, complaining about it, and now we know who you are.
Just stop your bitching. I mean,
see, as you would call and you would not mention that, and so the point is we have, in a way, we have outed you.
See, because you're a guy that, here's the way it was just explained to me. You're a guy that goes on Radio God's forum, and either bitches about the about our website or bitches about the show or gets on this show and immediately goes there and log in and say, hey, I got on the air.
And we have a problem with people that want to have it both ways. It frustrates us.
So either
don't want to. I love the show. I don't particularly care for the website. I think it needs more maintenance. That's
you know,
the whole
I think,
thing.
I think your underpants probably need more maintenance, but
you've never resided in Germany, have you?
I did, too.
You did?
For 3 years.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm doing some amateur
anyway,
sleuthing here.
All I know is that you've been flagged as some internet kook.
Because I don't like your website.
Yes, because you don't like our website because you've sent us all these emails and you go to the other website and all you do is bitch and complain. And
yeah, you don't have to like anything we do, but the fact is that your level of communication borders on the obsessive.
And we just wanted the chance to speak to you face-to-face. So now
awesome.
Go back on that other website and right now that you got on the air.
Hey, I will go to that other website. You don't have to worry about me posting on your website.
No, we're not going to have any more posts on it. We're getting rid of our message board because of the kiddie porn.
Down.
No, it's not because of the kiddie porn. I think it's because nobody ever approves any posts.
That's not true. That's not true. We don't approve your posts.
I don't care because I haven't posted anything lately.
No, except for the 170-some emails you've sent us.
Yeah, from January through what?
Through
May or August? I mean, come on.
Through May.
What does
yes.
it matter? Think of that. 170. Think about that.
Dude,
so
here's the thing.
You would want people to post on your website.
Normal people.
Hold on. Here's the thing. I don't know where you got this in your head. We don't want people to post. We don't have a website so that we can have a message board. Why is that lost on you?
We have a message board. We have a website, rather, so that we can promote events on the show, and it can be interactive with the radio show, and we can actually put up there things that we're doing, promote things that are coming up, and use that website as a vehicle to promote the radio program. That's really the reason we do it.
The message board stuff pretty much gets handled by the fan sites.
Right.
Well, that's why I go to the message board, to interact with some of the fans.
No, the bottom line is with message boards, and you will find this with the vast majority of message boards, they dwell almost exclusively in the negative. Very rarely do you read anything positive on a message board.
I never posted in the no negative, in the negative section.
Listen, we're getting in a fight with an idiot here, and I don't know why. It's just stop emailing us, because now we know who you are.
I stopped emailing you months ago.
No, you didn't. No, you did. Just leave us alone. Stop calling. Stop emailing. You know
that's not a problem. You're just upset.
Yeah.
You're just upset. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
No, we're upset with you. It's nobody but you.
I'm still going to listen to the show. It doesn't matter to me.
It's you're still going to listen to the show. You have every right in the world. We hope you do
I
that.
I love the show.
Continue to do that. Just stop pestering.
Just suck on my left one.
Stop pestering.
I suck too much.
All right, go away.
I'm gone.
Goodbye.
Sure is. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
He's so long.
I knew what Joe was saying. Do you understand what Joe was saying? This guy has been like a fly in the ointment that we've been trying to catch for
a
while.
I know exactly what was going on with that guy. He's a guy that's just been kind of a pain in the ass, and he loves to bitch about the website. And finally, we got him. He's come on the show a number of times, and we finally caught him when he was coming on. And it's nice to call somebody out when they're talking a little trash on you. Right. Nice to let them know that we know, you know. Like, hey, pal, thanks a lot. We appreciate your support. Then he goes on a message board, and it's a totally different attitude.
And listen,
I know what that's all about.
Especially at this point in my life, in my career, please trust me. I mean this from my heart. I deleted that out. What idiots write about us. However, as a message from me to the people at that site, the Radio Gods Forum site, when I was looking at the thing, Joe showing me that, they all got a giant hard-on, and I'll tell you what their hard-on is about. Back when, in January, there was a guy that was more than stalking me. He was sending me death threats.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post had found out about it. And in a preemptive move, I mentioned on the radio that there was something going on involving a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get a call a couple days later. Somebody says, hey, this fan site, you know, they're writing about the guy, They know who the guy is. So I asked our producer at the time, John, because, I mean, I was dealing with cops and with just crazy stuff. I said, listen, I swear to God, I know those people are fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just send him a note and tell him, listen, it's really, at this point, the guy hadn't gone to court yet. The guy hadn't been locked up in jail yet. Mm-hmm. It's really not good if you're fans of the show to be speculating about exactly who this guy is because he's posted on your website before. And somehow the message got delivered in such a way that these people got their absolute panties in a royal wad thinking it's about free speech and it's about public knowledge and public domain. And the whole thing is...
We were basically asking for a favor.
Yes, I would never, ever want to talk about someone trying to kill my family. I would never want to do that. I only mentioned it on the radio as a way of subverting the guy from the Washington Post who was going to write about it because he had heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had John contact these people, and I got to look at a thread of this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. My God. It's like...
Still going on?
They still have a hard-on, the people of that website, still have a hard-on because of that. Because they're mad that I guess John didn't phrase it correctly when he sent them a note to ask them to take down that thread. Their entire, the genesis of what they're saying was, well, these guys do a show, and they say anything they want, and we can write anything we want. And F Don, and F Mike, and F John, nobody tells us how to live. And that was not my point at all. My point was, you had a guy who had posted on this internet site before. You had a guy who very seriously, I mean, thank God this guy's locked up.
Mm-hmm.
This was some scary S, and all I was asking for is if this thing did get out into the grand public, which thank goodness it didn't, is that maybe somebody doing a search on this wouldn't go right to this fan site and see a thread that had this guy's name and where he lived, and people goofing
about it. And the thing blew up, and it blew up out of control, and it still lingers there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't go to that website. I don't know what they write about.
Well, I'm guilty. I went there a couple of days ago, and Joe just flagged me about this thing. Yeah, that there still is an underlying tone of, you know, hey, those guys are dicks, and those guys, you know, you can take it, you can't dish it out.
Yeah, they didn't understand what was going on with that.
You know, I mean, what do you people really expect me to do? I looked at some of the threads, and now looking back later in time is a great buffer.
Right.
You look back, you get people writing about something you don't know about, and if somebody from this show contacts you and says, please just knock it out, even if the guy wrote the most bass-ackwards letter in the world.
And we're talking about going to individuals here.
Yeah, he went.
We're talking about communicating with individuals, say, hey, listen, on this particular, we're giving you a little insight here on this situation that is being dealt with.
And rather than
instead of taking it and saying, hey, that's cool, I'll do that. It's almost like kind of a rapport that you would have with a journalist when you said, hey, I would appreciate you not going with this because it's going to, you know, it's going to upset some people and it's going to jeopardize some people's, you know, I don't want to go so far as to say jeopardize lives, but it's going to stir things up that don't need to be stirred
up. And I know these cats are going to say, well, you talked about it on the air. I mentioned it for 15 seconds, passing at the beginning of a show, not to sensationalize it. God knows I didn't want to talk about it.
No, and then you were being told by the people that tell you that type of thing to keep it, you know, as low a profile. We were asking for help in doing that, and they were indignant because they thought we were telling them, you know, we're trying to control their content, when in fact we were just asking for a favor. Nothing.
Yeah,
like
that is still something that they have a hard on about.
Still talking about that?
No, it still lingers.
Good
there.
Good Lord.
Lingers there.
Well, maybe they understand by hearing you talk about it right now, you know, the situation that you were dealing with there.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a nasty, horrible, difficult situation that was coming on the heels of you dealing with another difficult situation.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. It happened 1, 2, 3, just like that.
I mean, it's funny for everybody especially a few people on that website. I mean, I know we live in a world, and I'm as guilty as the rest. But if I make a mistake like I think I did when I spoke about Sean Taylor, I will tell you I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people, really seriously, my son, my girlfriend, my life. Why do you think this guy ended up in jail? Do you think this guy ended up in jail because it was some big joke?
You know, that was a very, very serious situation, and it had to be handled very seriously. And I really think that if they are still talking about this, hopefully hearing this today, they understand a little bit about what was going on.
Hope so.
But now, you know, here's the problem. This is always going to be the problem with the internet. It will never change.
No.
You can be so much more courageous behind that keyboard. When you don't have to look somebody in the eye, when you don't have to talk on the radio, when you don't have to call somebody up on the telephone.
And if you people at that website are saying, gee, Don, how come you didn't contact us yourself? Well, maybe it's because I was dealing with my son, my girlfriend.
Maybe
other
it's
people.
Because also you were dealing with somebody who was a fan of the show where this all started. And I don't think that I remember when that happened. That was the last thing you wanted to do. You wanted to have a buffer between you and that simply because
sure
you
did.
Were dealing with all that crap that was going on.
Right.
And it's very, very easy to be, A, cowardly, B, unreasonable. You don't have any accountability. You don't. You know something? You want to compare a website where there's a message board to this radio show. I will tell you what the difference is. The difference is one word. It is called accountability. If you and I go and step on our you-know-whats, We're held accountable because everybody knows we're the ones that did it.
We went through that the other day. But that's why I'm glad Joe brought that up, and I'm sorry to make this a downer for everybody. Everything is fine. The dude's taken care of. Everything is great now.
But you're never going to get satisfaction from message boards.
No.
It's never going to happen.
No.
I mean, long as you guys people can hide over there, you know, that guy that we just had on the air.
I understand.
Yeah,
I don't,
he's right into it right now.
I swear to any God you believe in, I'm not overreacting. It's like, oh, my God, they're writing bad things about the show. No, this was real life, and it blew my mind that nobody on that message board bothered to think for one second,
mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on. This is rather serious, mm-hmm. You know, because you guys had a little bit of insider information. That's all. And even with all of that, I don't harbor any grudges. All I'm saying is
you understand that it does. I mean, as hard as it is to admit it, sometimes it does come with the territory.
It does, and it was all dealt with. But, right. You know, like that guy that called, Christ, I mean, really, message board. Hey, you don't post it up on your mail. You can't.
Hey, there's no rule that says we have to like the guy.
No. Nope.
There's no rule at all that says that.
Anyway, all of that is because of Kitty Porn. So I guess Kitty Porn did some good today.
So we're no more message board. We're going to blow it up for a while.
Well, we got to until we find out what all those stupid links are.
Yeah, and make sure that the links to Germany get in the right hands. I think
Rob
we should
is,
do that.
Speaking of that, Rob has just given me a note. We need to break now, mm-hmm. Or the last hour will not succeed.
Very good.
We'll be right. And poor Jim Nance is probably still driving in the snowstorm.
I hope he's safe.
Oh, God.
He's waiting for our call.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up!
Who is? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. I don't know where the, where's that Howard?
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's the music.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, let's welcome now Nancy from a snowstorm. Hello, Jim Nance.
Jim, are you there?
Nancy?
Can you hear me all right?
Jim,
are you in a blizzard, Jim?
It's a nasty blizzard as I'm making my way through Connecticut.
All right, now, Jim, do you drive all the way to New England, or do you get to take a plane for
can
the
game?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Not very well. Is it snowing down there, too?
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, do you have to drive to the game on Sunday, or does CBS fly you?
I drive myself.
So you will be driving from Southern Connecticut all the way to Foxborough?
No, actually, I've been in Foxborough all day today, visiting with Brady and Belichick and all the Patriots. But I'm driving back home to my little town in Connecticut so that I can be there tomorrow morning for my eighth grade daughter's basketball game.
Wow. You are a father of the year,
mother of the year.
It's fantastic,
Jim. You are truly one of a kind,
and he'll be doing play by play.
For God's sakes, drive safely.
I am. It's nice to see. It's the first snow that I've witnessed this year, and it's, hey, I've been listening to you guys on the way down, so it's good to be on with you.
You know, Ferraris don't perform very well in the snow, Jim.
And Jim, for God's sakes, don't forget.
Hey, I'm a man of the people, man. I don't drive anything like that.
Jimmy, I know as you drive your Chrysler K car, I want you to remember 10 and 2. Remember what they taught us in driving school. 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Keep your hands. Yes.
Both hands on the wheel there, Don.
And turn into the skid. If you happen to lose traction, turn in the direction of the skid.
I'm doing that as we speak.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy.
That'd be a scoop.
First off, how do you feel about the third Super Bowl so far this year? Because I count the first Patriots-Colts game as the first Super Bowl. Cowboys-Packers, second Super Bowl. Third Super Bowl. This weekend, you guys, Patriots and the Steelers.
Well, first off, you can't even count. You got the wrong games in there.
Hold on, I got the right games. The first Super Bowl was Patriots Colts.
No. The first Super Bowl was Patriots Cowboys, which will be the last Super Bowl of this season too.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Well, the Patriots played the Cowboys.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah, that
all
was
right.
A big game.
Okay,
but
boy.
There was no bigger game than the Patriots and the Colts.
But that was the first Super Bowl of the year.
Well, the first Super Bowl game was Patriots-Cowboys, which was the most watched regular season game in 10 years, only to be usurped 3 weeks later when the Colts-Patriots was the most watched regular season game of all time. And now, I don't know, if you want to count the Packers and the Cowboys, I can't say that because I couldn't see it. It was on NFL Network and no one else saw it either. So. Right.
Oh. I know you bleed CBS, Jimmy.
I'm not sure that game actually even happened. It's like I'm not sure they actually landed on the moon. Did they really play that game? I don't know.
Hey, Jim, do you think that I was going to – you won't talk bad about Rich Eisen, will you?
Well, of course not.
Not a, well, but he's on –
What are you talking about?
But he's on the NFL Network.
So,
I've been
wondering where he was.
There, that's all you're going to get out of him.
All right.
Rich is great. Rich actually works a little bit for us during the U.S. Open tennis.
Oh, that's right.
And mm-hmm. He's a fun guy. I actually have a great regard for his talent. So,
as do we.
I did not get to see. I don't get the NFL Network, so I did not get to see the Packers Cowboys at home.
I wanted to ask you if Rich Eisen's hair plugs look better now than they did before the NFL Network went in high def. Hey,
you know, you're just trying to get me in trouble.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, are you guys still kicking Fox's ass in the ratings?
Well, you mean our game coverage?
Yes, the overall CBS package.
No, I think Fox is fractionally ahead.
Oh!
It should be. Sure.
Killer, Jimmy.
It's like they've got the NFC, which I know we've got the better teams, but they've got the better markets.
But, Jimmy.
They're averaging a 10-5 on all the games, mm-hmm. but we're averaging a 10-4. So what are we talking about? I mean, you can't even – you're splitting hairs.
No, hey Jim, I have to ask you, will Don Shula be hanging around your broadcast booth this weekend? Just waiting to see if somebody knocks off the Patriots?
I don't think he's going to be there this weekend, but 2 weeks from now, Miami goes up to New England, and we may be doing that game. I'm talking about my crew. And we expect it'll be undefeated against winless. So a pretty interesting little matchup there with Miami, the last team to go unbeaten, but now they can't win a game. I don't know whether Coach Shula would be at that one, but he sure has made his presence felt here probably a lot more than he wanted to, and you know, Coach Shula is a great man with high integrity. I know he wasn't trying to get in the middle of any firestorm with this whole New England season.
Let me ask you about Belichick, Jimmy. Very seriously, no kidding aside, you mentioned you just got done talking with him. What kind of a cat is Bill Belichick really? And don't give us your stock CBS answer. Really, what kind of a guy is he when you get him away from football?
I'll give you my stock dynamite answer. I met with him. We've been meeting with Patriots players and coaches throughout the day. We actually had Coach Belichick first up at 11 o'clock this morning. But I know him removed from the football arena. So, you know, I know that being pissed, he's a hard guy to read, seeing him on the sideline, the way he dresses and the whole thing. But you'd be surprised the kind of personality, the kind of interest he has.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Tell me some of them.
He's a big rock concert guy. You know, he'll go see Springsteen or Bon Jovi three nights in a row. He plays golf. He's got a great sense of humor. And, you know, I happen to think that today I made an observation to someone that he reminds me a lot of Coach K in his attention to detail. Yeah.
Jimmy, is he a mellow guy, though? Because, I mean, he appears to be so kind of low-key on the sideline. Is he that way when you're talking to him one-on-one?
Very low-key, comes in sneakers. Half the time, the sneakers aren't even tied. He pops his feet up on a coffee table, slouches on a sofa, and just, you know, casually wants to talk about everything in the world that's going on except for his football team. And then after 25, 30 minutes of that kind of chit-chat, we have to, you know, get into the football game. And then just immediately his whole the countenance changes. You know, he becomes, you know, Bill Belichick at the podium in a press conference, and he's very guarded. But, you know, that's okay. That's the way he operates. I don't have a problem with that.
Could you ever picture – I there's something on YouTube now of Bill Belichick when he was the coach of the Browns on a cooking show, actually showing how he's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's on YouTube now. Jim,
can I actually find that so we can maybe air it this weekend?
I'm telling you, if you go to YouTube and you put Bill Belichick cooking, it's from whenever he was the coach. He's wearing a brown sweatshirt. And
this is back in the day when he was with had that tough time with the Browns.
Right. It's the exact same guy, and he appears to be looser and goofier. And he's laughing about the fact that he's making a PB&J.
I'd love to see that.
What I want to know is,
I am going to look it up tonight. You can bet. And I haven't heard anything about it, but I do think that what you're seeing, what you're describing, that you saw, is the Bill Belichick that's how he lives most of his life. You know, there's this public face as he's now this coach of a 3-time world champion. Perhaps and likely to be a fourth time, and maybe be the coach of the greatest team in the history of the NFL. You know, so there's more pressures and demands and more examination of every single thing that he does. But I really think that the snapshot you just described is the guy that I've seen many times away from the football.
Do you
arena.
Get the impression that he's still digging it, that he still enjoys what he's doing, and that he's going to do it for the foreseeable future?
I think he loves what he's doing. He loves coaching. There's nothing that he's trying to run away from when it comes to football. This is what he was born to do. This is what his father, since he was 8 years old, taught him to do. He's an only child who, you know, grew up around a football program. His dad was a lifelong assistant coach. Most of those years, his dad, Steve, was an assistant at the Navy Academy back in the Roger Staubach days in the early 60s. And little Billy Belichick was out there shagging balls and catching passes from Heisman Trophy winners like Roger Staubach and breaking down film at night at home with his dad. So he was born with this gift.
Buzz, would you?
He was trained to do this. And yep. He's doing it better than probably anybody, when it's all said and done, will have ever done it in the history of football.
Hey, Buzz, did you find that Belichick thing on YouTube?
I'll get right on it.
And, Jim, while we find that, I have to tell you something else. Please don't be offended by this. Your mother is hot. Jim, I absolutely.
Let me ask you something. Do you guys archive these interviews on your website?
Yes, we do.
Well, I know that Doris Jean Nance tonight will be going to your website to hear what you just said about her, Don.
When they have the shot of your mom coming in, that is great, and she's holding her famous pie. And you mentioned, what were the Hello Dollies? What were the things that she makes?
She made her famous pecan chocolate. The chocolate fudge pecan pie, which she labored over for 2 days, and, you know, usually Phil Sims' mom does this, okay? This is kind of Phil's thing.
Right.
But poor Mrs. Sims slipped and fell couple days before Thanksgiving and broke her arm. So my mother came in.
What makes sense?
Of course, the game was in Texas where my mother lived, so it was natural that, you know, that she would be the substitute. And she came up to Dallas to hand-deliver the pie, and she so proudly walked it down there to the field, only to see the players who were named the MVPs of the game attack the pie like, you know, ravenously. They just massacred it.
Were they Dolly Madisons or something like that? Or is that the
She, in addition to her pie, she made, she for one day worked on these little, a lot of pastries. They're called Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies. But, you know, she got this little cameo on CBS, and the next day, I'm flying her back to Houston, okay? And it's actually my parents' 56th wedding anniversary that day after Thanksgiving.
Are you flying her back commercial, Jim?
Yes, man of the people, man. I'm not like you with your own private jet.
Oh, very good. You know, that's nice that you flew a commercial. First class or coach?
Oh, come on. She was sitting right next to me in first class.
There you go. Good boy, Jim.
It's my mom. Come on. So anyway, we get to the airport. The skycap says, excuse me, ma'am. Did I not see you on TV yesterday?
Oh,
never mind me.
Oh.
And then we're in line in security, and the lady behind her in security says, ma'am, were you the lady on TV yesterday with the pie?
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody loves a mom.
Right, hey, so your little mention here about, you know, seeing her, and what did you say? You thought she was hot?
Your mom is very hot. She's a
very hot.
She's a very handsome.
She's former Miss Charlotte, North Carolina. She is and has been hot.
Well, it shows. Jimmy, here we go. Now, this is from YouTube. The segment is called Cooking with Bill Belichick. Do we have audio for this, Buzz?
Here we go.
Trying to bring it up now.
Listen to this, Jimmy.
Yep, I don't hear the audio.
I see the picture.
He's shaking hands with a guy with an apron. He's standing in front of a Cleveland Browns helmet.
Try the other fader, Buzz. The one that says PC.
PBJ.
All right, back it up. There you go. Back it up so Jim can hear the audio so he knows we're not making this up. Jim, if you use this on the air, you have to give us credit.
You got it.
All right, listen to this.
Let's welcome via satellite Heather Kosar.
Hold on, this is part of it.
This is where they're doing a fake TV thing.
A fake slate here.
Says we are experiencing technical difficulties.
This is on YouTube, Bill Belichick.
And here it comes.
Well, hello again, and welcome to my cooking show. I have a very special guest today. His culinary skills are legendary throughout the NFL. My very special guest, Coach Bill Belichick of the Cleveland Browns. Bill, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Oh, thank you. And I know we have a very special recipe today, one you've held the secret for many years, but you're going to share it with us today.
Right, it's the BBPBJ.
BBPBJ, what is that?
Bill Belichick's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
BBPBJ.
I see we have all the ingredients here for you, so I'm just going to stand back. You're the master of this. Let you go and follow you as you make the sandwich.
Well, we'll start with the raisin bread.
Why raisin bread, bro?
Well, my mother used raisin
bread. His mom likes
it. Mothers are divine, aren't they?
That's a very loose Bill Belichick we see here.
She made the best one.
Yeah. Oh, and chunky peanut butter. That's quite a risk.
Well, there it is.
Anyway, Jim, we could go on and on, but it's there on YouTube.
There it is on YouTube, Jim.
It's the great Bill Belichick.
It's found at Bill Belichick - cooking. That's all we've got to do.
That's
all
it.
Gotta do.
You know, I don't think this game's going to get out of hand to the point where we have to resort to these tactics to hold an audience. You never know.
I don't think it will either, but I think it's a good feather to keep in your quiver.
Mm-hmm. Just in case it happens to be a Patriots blowout.
Well, and listen, next week I got the Patriots and the Jets. And the week after that, again, in all likelihood, I have the Patriots and the Dolphins. So,
well, then file it away for one of those games.
It's going to be good.
I like it. It was a huge Don and Mike pop to go with it.
And you know what, Jimmy? I bet it works its way into the game this weekend. I bet you can't help yourself. There's going to be a shot of him on the sidelines, and you're going to say, hey, Phil. Of course, you won't credit us. You'll say, Phil, there was a younger Bill Belichick making a PB&J for the Cleveland Browns on YouTube. Did you know that, Jim?
Phil? On raisin bread.
Right.
Raisin bread. See, there's the scoop right there. That's what humanizes the man.
And what makes you think I wouldn't give you guys the attribution? You know, I've been better at that than any guest you ever had.
Please, come on. You are better friends with Don Imus than you are with us.
Hey, have I ever mentioned the I-Man on the air?
I don't think so.
No, but
have I ever mentioned you on the air?
No.
Well, yes.
Well, no, not with him.
You know I have.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike.
You meant on TV. No,
on TV,
no,
yes.
Nancy,
he's given us plenty of plugs.
You're the greatest. We're just busting your chops. How is the weather?
You know, it's just, you know, it's a wet snow, but it's sticking. So it's just fine, boys.
Well, for the love of God, be careful, Jim Nance.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, my God.
Do you have?
I heard silence. I thought maybe
we were worried.
I thought he was. Don't drive it off the road.
Are your wipers on? Are your wipers on?
They're on high speed, and I just ran into a ditch. But I'll be okay.
All right, Jimmy. God bless you. Have a great holiday. You know we love you.
If I ever get out of this thing, I'm gonna need a tow truck.
Okay.
Don't forget to credit us when you use that ballot check thing, please.
Good luck, Jim.
I love you guys.
Love you. Have a great holiday.
Bye bye.
Hey, we don't talk. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thanks.
Stay
bye.
Home.
Bye, honey.
Hey. So long, sweetheart. It's really starting to get very mushy as we sign off with Jim Nance.
He always likes the love.
Love you. Love you so much. Be safe, darling. As safe as you drive home, sweetheart.
Sounds like he really knows his way around a computer, doesn't it? All I got to do is search Bill Belichick cooking.
You know how he is. He will be looking at that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know him? He will write that down on his list of just in cases.
Everybody thinks of the serious Bill Belichick, but there was another time and place. As he made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the Cleveland Browns.
How's your mother, Phil?
Hot.
He loved that.
Hot as balls.
He did 10 minutes on his mother after that.
I do 10 minutes on
her. Oh, hey. Former Miss Charlotte.
That's right.
He always gives us it's all about the stats with him.
It is
all about the statistics.
And who's he going out with? It's the 8-year-old tomorrow. Uh-huh.
He's going to the eighth grade. Yeah. She's got a game or
basketball
something. Basketball game right.
Tomorrow. You think he's one of those dads? He's calling the game on the sidelines. There she goes. Pass it to Nance. Pass it to Nance.
Top of the key. She shoots. She scores. Ref, I really would re-evaluate that call. I'm Jim Nance. You know, I've spent 25 years in the CBS broadcast booth, and I've never seen an eighth-grade basketball game refereed quite like that.
A red flag on the floor from out of the stands.
Only it's his silk kerchief.
Right.
It's a tie. If you call this game right, I'll give you my tie.
He removes his tie.
And kids, as always, at the end of this game, I'm going to give one of you this necktie.
Just for being here. Thanks a lot, kids.
Who thinks my mom's hot?
Miss Charlotte.
Former Miss Charlotte.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's me.
You are. It's about time, isn't it?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we'll get to it.
And it's about time for us to enjoy some Hello Dollies.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're good. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Right.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Give me a moment, please.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. Appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for the news.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Time for the news with Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Mervis Diamond and Pointers at ediamonds.com. Find a little brilliance. A pair of diamond stud earrings from ediamond.com. I just bought a wonderful tongue thing for Jim Nance's mom.
Oh, fantastic. A piercing.
Tongue from www.e-diamonds.com. Or do what I did. Just call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
I know it's the Christmas season, but I got myself a gift.
Really?
A Hello Kitty belly ring.
They're all the rage.
I got motivated yesterday.
Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm. I got Dot Nance a wonderful stud that's going to go right in the middle of her tongue.
Is it pearl? Is it like one of those pearl studs?
Were you spying on me when I ordered it, Mike?
I just like those. You can really tell that they're there.
Here's what I said to the operator. I said, I want it to be for his pleasure.
Right. Pearl's the way to go. Yeah.
You said that to both the jeweler and the piercer. Make sure that not only is it the right item, but it's but it, we're going to get in
for
trouble.
His pleasure.
For his pleasure.
The piercer at the kiosk in the mall when she goes there.
Solely for his pleasure.
And what did you buy?
I bought a Hello Kitty belly ring.
New or used?
Well, the piercing was new, but the jewelry itself was given to me.
Want to say hi to Patty and Selma?
Wow.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The only late development today is that Barry Bonds pleading not guilty to all counts of perjury against him. So blah,
hang
blah.
In there, Barry.
That's the latest on that.
Sure, yeah. Clear the cream, boy.
We love you, Barry.
You're a great hitter.
A computer giant Microsoft's cheeks are like roses today over its artificial intelligence Santa bot. Children could go online and just add NorthPoleAtLive.com to their buddy list and have a conversation with old Saint Nick. But adults wanted to chat with Santa, too, and some of them said naughty things.
Oh, no.
And then what to our wondering eyes should appear but Santa giving some surprising answers.
Oh, goody.
When one person typed, "Come on, you like big hairy men, admit it." Santa wrote back, I know, I just hope you won't get mad at me. People were able to get Santa to admit all kinds of things, many of them unpleasant.
I love your Santa Claus, Buzz.
Thank you. He does it professionally at the mall.
That's right. The responses from Santa ranged from alternative to illegal.
Aren't you the adult Santa Claus, though?
I am.
Don't you do it without the pants?
What would you like, little girl?
And don't interrupt him during his lunch break.
Who wants a candy cane?
And if you engaged in a game with Santa called Factory Frenzy, you'd hear Santa use the words dirty bastard and make references to sex acts. In England, two little
Santa.
Girls, ages 11 and 13, were talking to Santa about eating pizza. The word eating apparently set off Santa Bot.
This is another one of those Santa Bots?
It is. Same one, in fact, from Microsoft. It prompted his computer brain to reply, "It's fun to talk about oral blank, but I want to talk about something else." We'll let Microsoft pick up the story from here in this quote. "We received reports that the automated Santa in Live Messenger used inappropriate language. As soon as we were alerted, we took steps, including removal of language from the automated script. We were not completely satisfied with the results of these actions and have decided to discontinue the automated Santa."
Aww.
Moose out front should have told you.
Wow.
Dixie!
Santa.
One of the great things about Apple and Mac computers over the years is that its operating system was worry-free when it came to viruses and other dangers. But last year, security researchers found the very first piece of malicious software that targets Apple computers. And now, those same experts say there are more such malicious programs for Apple, as many as 150.
Yeah, bring them on.
Still a far cry from the thousands of threats that exist for Microsoft Windows computers, but it presents Apple with a new set of challenges it's been able to ignore up until now. And also from Apple,
GarageBand.
The drum track from GarageBand.
Kick it!
Buzz is the man, got the news on the Don and Mike show. When the girls come and sit on his rub, something starts to grow.
Buzz is a newsman. He likes singing. But what he really digs to do is he likes swinging. Kick it.
Yeah.
Buzz.
In the house.
Yeah.
In other computer news, several airlines will soon offer internet access on their plane. JetBlue says email and IMs are free
on
one of its craft.
That's not the Rihanna one. There's the...
Uh-huh.
The one sampled by Rihanna and Jay-Z.
Girl going back.
Uh-huh.
Take three.
Buzz
action.
Had on a big row.
No clouds in my stone.
Girls were round
it. I hide your plane in the bank coming down.
Shining his glow.
When the clouds can we go.
Well, we got to do it with our own track. But more like it doesn't, huh?
You need it wide open.
Buzz, he's a man. He likes sex.
Internet on a plane. That's a good start.
It is, isn't it?
Buzz likes sex. And he don't ever fart.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. He got the right rhyming. Our rhyming dictionary is very easy, and we both have the same one.
Oh, what a feeling. When you're dancing on the ceiling.
Don't call him Rex. He likes sex.
JetBlue says.
Word.
Word. JetBlue says email and IMs are free on one of its craft. American Virgin and Alaska Air say they'll offer web browsing by spring for about $10. On Virgin, you can already order food and drink anytime from your seat email instead of cell phones on planes because email is nice and quiet.
Man, Virgin is the airline. I mean, it really, really, you can order food, you just sit there and dial it in and they bring it to you.
Certain planes, you can either link your laptop into the seat back equipment or you can do it directly from the seat back.
Okay, here we go. Virgin Airlines, a bunch of nice flymen. Virgin makes me think of busting a hymen.
Ticket! Yeah.
Buzz likes news. Buzz likes sex. Buzz likes walking around a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Airlines are fun. They always be merging. But if I gotta choose one, I gotta pick Virgin.
Pwee!
Excellent. Because so many of us travel this time of year, you need to know the airline's plan.
Come on now, make some noise. It's me, Don and Mike, the really white fat boys.
We're the best damn show in the PM. I want to apologize to my homies because I had a big BM.
Listen on a car. Listen on a plane.
Yeah.
Inside Mike's underpants is a big brown stain.
Yeah.
Word.
Because so many of us do travel this time of year. Yes.
We call that freestyling.
Yep.
And that's nobody does it better.
That's what we were doing with our fingers just so.
Word to Jim Nance's mother.
Looked incredible. You need to know the airlines plan to cut back on flights even though the demand for seats is growing. American, Delta, Continental, Northwest, and US Air say they plan to cut flight schedules in January by enough to reduce the number of available seats by nearly 4.5%. United's cutting back as well.
This is just another thing the airlines are doing that makes such sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and cut back even though there's more demand.
Exactly.
I mean, figure it out.
Well, I'll try to explain it. I don't know you'll be satisfied, but I'll explain it nevertheless.
After the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure,
it's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure.
Sure,
it's funny,
boy.
Right?
Sure, dear boy.
Yeah, dear.
Hi, dear Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing great. The airlines are cutting back on flights, and we mentioned about 4.5%. Here's what it means. It means it'll be harder to find the right flight for you. There'll be fewer to choose from, and that the flight you end up getting will be more crowded. In some cases, it means you'll be flying on smaller planes. The airlines are doing this and other cost-cutting measures because of the rise in fuel prices this year. That's it.
I just simply,
Letterman and Leno.
I don't know whether I like that or not.
No. Letterman and Leno and the other late-night talk show hosts are stuck between the faithful writers who keep them going night after night and their corporate bosses who have since seen their business dwindle in recent years.
Guess who's going to win right after the first of the year?
Who?
The corporate, of course. These guys will go back to work.
Corporate always wins.
As if not getting paid weren't incentive enough, the pressure for these guys to return to work just ratcheted up a notch. The ratings for late-night viewership down by 30 to 40%. Among the big guys, Leno, Letterman, Conan, Stewart, and Colbert.
Well, gee whiz, you wonder why you're watching CBS and they say, tonight on The Late Show, It's Dave with Tom Cruise. And Letterman saying, what were you thinking when you jumped on that couch?
Yeah, a little toasty.
I'm not worried about it. I just don't think there's anything really to worry about, Don. I think that, everybody making a big deal over nothing.
So the ratings are down.
Yeah, Mavis.
But there's also pressure on the networks to end the strike, pressure from advertisers who are eager to be on that Oscar telecast in February. There's an increasing chance there won't be an Oscar ceremony this year. Quoting the Academy.
Incredible!
Shocking!
The Academy president says under no circumstances would we expect anyone to cross the picket line.
What are we going to do?
The value of your house is dropping by nearly a third.
Well, I wanted to be there when Are We There Yet wins for Best Picture.
That's going to be very, very exciting.
Not this year. We're in the worst housing recession since World War II. And
that's the follow-up. Excuse me, Buzz. That's the follow-up to Are We There Yet, right?
No, Are We There Yet was the first one. You're thinking of Are We Home Yet.
With Ice Cube.
Starring Ice Cube.
Yeah, he's very funny.
A tour de force. And what was the Cuba Gooding one where they went to camp. They went to summer camp. Does anybody remember?
Are you talking about Daddy Daycare?
Maybe Daddy Daycare, but there's another name.
No, I think that was it.
Was that it?
It was
Cuba Gooding Jr. had Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
He had the gay boat movie, and he had the retired football player movie.
Right. It might have been Daddy Daycare 2.
This was the sequel to Daddy Daycare.
The thing about both Ice Cube and Cuba Gooding is they're so articulate and so well-spoken that they make really fine movies, and I like to, well, I don't take my kids, but I know their friends see them.
Home values is dropping by 30%, and it'll get worse before it gets better, according to a Moody's forecast out yesterday. The report predicts things will get better.
Mrs. Carmichael, that is a time lock vault.
3 years from now.
Mooney.
Moody or is Mooney?
It Mooney or Moody?
Moody in this case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were happy at first.
And a legislative study of the new big traffic fines in Virginia shows it's having some twisted effects. The fines were aimed mainly at people who break speed limits to the extreme, especially habitual abusers. But a study out yesterday shows the fines of up to $3,000 have made cops write fewer tickets for reckless and more of the less expensive speeding tickets.
Not the one I bumped into.
There's also been a
what?
Sudden...
Not the one I bumped into.
How's that working out for you?
I'll let you know after December 20th.
There was a collision?
No, there was no collision.
No, just a...
No, I was just going a little fast.
Citation.
Trying to get my brother-in-law to the airport.
A citation?
Let me know how that driving to work and just home from work works out for you.
I've been there. I'll let you know how it goes. Ooh. The word I hear is it's very, very tough. They're being very, very tough.
I haven't gotten a single speeding ticket because I find when I'm drinking, I must drive slower.
You drive slow no matter what condition you're in.
But when I'm drunk driving, I drive really slow.
You'll get one of those waivers. That allows you to go to and from work.
Oh, good.
I think so.
I'm looking forward to that. So if I take a right-hand turn and go to the mall before work, I'm screwed.
Right.
Well, you know, it's okay, though, because you enjoy being here and your other job is a bar. What else do you need?
I'm fine.
They are taking away more licenses. There's been a sudden increase, therefore, in the number of people driving without a license. If you don't pay the fee, you lose it.
Hello, Dom. Can you please come and pick me up?
And the way licenses are being taken away right now, 250,000 people in Virginia will lose their licenses over the next 2 years.
It's a great state.
Tens of thousands already have. If drivers are outlawed, only outlaws will be driving.
Traffic will get good.
And on I-85, where the speed limit is 70, just 10 miles over the limit is considered reckless. That can lead to a fine from between hundreds thousands of dollars. The new heavy fines were also supposed to generate income for the state. How's that working out? Well, in other states where this has been tried, that income went down as the fines went up. This study from the legislature here in Virginia says this state's super fines have not yet shown any deterrent effect or improvement in road safety. Other than that, an absolutely brilliant law.
That's what I'll say to the judge.
You are super fine.
So much of it is a crapshoot. You're talking about I-85. I know that goes down to the Carolinas.
Right.
I got a call from my son a couple of days ago that he got a speeding ticket. Uh-oh. You know, I don't know why in this day and age he's paying his own insurance, everything else. It still feels the need to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
He lucked out. The speed limit was 65.
Right.
He had his cruise control set at 79. Mm-hmm. Cop pulls him over. Bart said he was just on it. He said, listen, my cruise control is at 79.
Mm-hmm.
The cop gave him a break and said, you realize I could write you up for reckless driving because you're 10 miles over there. But he ended up just giving him a regular ticket.
That's what's happening.
Like, knocked it down. Mm-hmm. And then Bart said something like, do you think it's a good idea that I go to court? And then the cop said to him, not really, because I'm going to be in court, and I just gave you
a
lesser ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
I wish that had worked out for you, Mike.
Well, I was taking my brother-in-law to his flight, and the speed limit was 55.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he have an appendectomy on the way to the airport?
He did, but I was going slightly over the speed limit. Oh. I was going 300 miles an hour.
Wasn't there a good reason for it?
Yeah, it was an emergency.
Weren't you having to perform an appendectomy with a BIC?
Well, he was pregnant. He was pregnant, and I was actually delivering his baby, even though he's well over 50.
And his water broke.
You delivered his baby with a Bic pen and a Bic lighter.
A Bic pen and a Bic lighter, and just about a third of a bottle of bottled water.
Triplets, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, all girls.
Except for the boy.
The new Catholic pedophile coloring book, when we continue.
Anyway, do what I do. What? Just hire a driver.
Yeah.
Right. That, I mean, after the hammer comes down.
Absolutely.
If it comes down.
How you doing, Robert?
And what time do you want me to pick you up?
Which would be worse?
Boy, I'd have them rotate. I'd have it like a competition.
Well, you could, you know.
No, actually, I probably want Robert.
Thanks.
Because I'd want to get to work.
You know what?
This is Robert the Mailman.
That would last a long time. That would be a long business.
You need to be there at 2. I'll pick you up at 9:45.
Could you picture if you made Robert the Mailman wear like a chauffeur outfit?
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, what if, you know, he like drove your car.
Yeah.
So you're driving in the back seat.
No, I'd want to go in his car that's got the wing doors,
no,
you know, that open
in,
up like the
you'd
wing.
You'd have to come in a mail truck.
That'd be fun. Well, you know, he said he's looking for a little extra cash during the holidays.
Oh, we got a break. Buzz, stay right there, please, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Oh, yeah. We're going to do some news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names. Don't wear them.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I'm sure this wouldn't do.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All those crazy nights. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
In New York, the Catholic Church has put together a coloring book to alert kids to the dangers of being sexually assaulted by a priest. It's called Being Friends, Being Safe, Being Catholic. One page shows an angel. Shows an angel hovering over an altar boy while a priest lurks in the background. The angel saying, a child and an adult shouldn't be alone in a closed room together.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, God. About 3,000 priests have been denounced since the scandal broke wide open.
Was that Father Hansen?
I like rape.
5 years ago.
That's right. Put it in a coloring book.
And finally, a judge in Fort Collins, Colorado, has ordered the police to give back the marijuana they seized from a couple they arrested last summer. Police had been brought to the home by a child welfare worker, and they all took a good look at the 39 plants Jim and Lisa Masters had cultivated. The Masters say it's for medicinal purposes and that they're only growing enough for themselves and a few other people with medical conditions. A judge has ruled that it was a police search without a warrant and that the evidence had to be returned.
How did you find? How did that find its way into your
I did
day?
You a favor. You do me a favor.
Honey.
Honey. I've got to have some marijuana.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
On that happy note, that's it. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks very much, Jim Nance. She is wonderful.
And word to your mother.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And head?
You'll never believe what Roberta told me.
What?
Roberta told me she don't need no lube.
Hello, Dolly.
I think she was talking about her car.
Lube.
Charlie,
lube.
She don't need no lube.
She doesn't need any lube at all. It goes right in.
This is the Don and Mike Show.